Blog Talk Radio.
Questions is our topic, and also the situation of our specialty. So therefore, give us a call here at 646-721-9031. And with the situation in hand, let's take our first caller, which is actually area code 718. Welcome to the show, and how are you?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. What's your name?
Let me ask.
Lisa, where are you calling from, Lisa, if I may ask?
From New York.
Oklahoma?
New York.
I'm sorry, New York?
Yes.
Hold on, let me turn you up. I can't hear you. Okay, Lisa.
Is that better? Yes.
Yes, a lot better. So therefore, go ahead. What's the one thing we can help you with tonight?
Could you tell me if the man that I met last night who I felt a connection with, does he feel the same way, and is he interested, and is that going to turn into anything?
Okay, the man you're talking about from last night, what is his first name?
Sam.
Sam. Oh, he eats green ham. Anyway, just go into this.
I know.
Yeah, it's like a look at the situation and go, okay. Now, with the situation of connections, we really need to examine the connection because realistically we have connection with everyone. And so, therefore, what kind of connection are we talking about? When I ask, and when I'm asking the question, is it something I feel the situation of? There's a lot of thinking involved, too, as well. So we're trying to distinguish between the two. Do you understand what I'm saying? When you meet somebody and there's a connection, the one connections I watch for is the ones that resonate from the chest area.
That's a soul connection. It's like a heart and a soul connection where there's just,
we
bring out the best in each other kind of energy, and it was just perfectly comfortable, but yet exciting at the same time and stimulating and compatibility kind of a thing.
See, the one question I want to ask is, when you sit here and look at the situation, why do you question it?
I question it because... I'm sorry?
Are you just trying to get a confirmation? Go ahead, I'm sorry.
The reason is because it's the first time in a really long time that I've had that combination of where I've met somebody who there's that kind of connection along with an attraction. And I've been doing a lot of inner work on, you know, healing my past and manifestation work about what I want in relationships. And I'm just wanted to get an objective, you know, some insight from somebody objective about him, because I have a feeling about him that I'm not quite sure about. You know, it's something that I don't know if it's coming from my own, you know, because I've been alone for so long, or if it's coming really from him, if he's really, I'm just curious if he's really going to follow through, because it's been such a long journey of people not following through and people coming really quickly in and out of my life. So, and I feel like I'm really ready for somebody who is going to really be there for me. And, you know, mutual, equal, reciprocal, healthy relationship. That's what I want. I'm not going to settle for anything else. So.
Okay. Oh, no, it's one of those things, you look at the situation. And I think one of the specialties on this show is we try to really get to the deep of the relationships, not just the ideal of the situation we're talking here is the connection between the two, but also the connection with yourself. Because you say you've been working on a lot of things with yourself, but at the same time, there's still a fear.
Well, the fear is because it's the unknown, and I'm just afraid. Well, the fear is about it's going to be the same as the usual thing where he's just going to disappear. So.
Okay, no, I understand that. That's what I'm saying. So therefore, there are certain things that are still with you that you're still judging this relationship because of where you've been. When you should be judging the relationship for what you've been presented with, what is here to see the genuine Sam? Seriously, what's the situation where you can look at it and go, okay, there's a lot of potential here, but there's still some things that you need to let go of. You said before that you guys compliment
each
other.
Well, he has to trust has to be earned.
Earned?
Yeah, trust, not respect, but trust.
Okay.
So, you know, because I don't know him yet, so we don't know each other yet. So I'm not, you know, putting any kind of judgments or conclusions on it yet. So I just wondered if you saw energetically if it was, you know, he was as interested as I was, and if he's available for and interested in a relationship of any kind.
I'll sit there and say this. The genuine article, you can really see with Sam. That's not what bothers me. What bothers me is the situation that you're presenting already, that you're going to get the same outcome as you've had before, because you still have you have certain qualities that are still with you. It's like you're saying, when we want to do things differently, like you've got the list, okay, great, but your perception is still the same. And you have to take that perception and raise it to a higher vibration of seeing things for what they are. So therefore, when you see somebody, the reason you trust this person is because you already feel it. You already feel the connection because the connection's already been established. You've already had a great time.
I've had connections with people. But, you know, when you meet someone for the first time, you know, just because you have a connection with them doesn't mean that they have the ability to have a relationship. You know what I mean? That's healthy. It doesn't mean that, you don't know that yet.
That's true, but you also have to take it back one step and realize that you're not responsible for anybody else but yourself. And the only way this is going to play itself out, for example, if you're holding back, he will hold back. If you have fears, he has fears. See, the like attracts like. So therefore, what you're seeing within him, you see within yourself. That's the reflection. And that's what we're sitting here looking at the situation. The potential is there. But what really counts on the success of a relationship is the two people in it and what they're willing to do is in the possibilities of letting go of the past in favor of what the future is going to hold. You understand? So see,
yeah.
When I look at the situation, I want success between the two of you two as well because I see the potential is very strong. It's there. You can sit there and, I mean, it's almost like looking down a tunnel and getting to the other side and there's your future. And then you see the future very strong. Very powerful of what the two what the potential is between the two of you, but see, it's a tunnel. It's the unknown part. Okay, you created the tunnel. That's the unknown part. What's on the other side is what's going to happen if you can face the fears of walking down the tunnel to get to that point.
Well, I know I know where I'm coming from. I'm just asking if you can help me see where he's coming from right now because I'm ready to see what can happen. And I just was wondering if he is.
Like
if he
I
has
say,
the same interest.
Right. The one thing I look at the situation, right, is the idea of not, in any kind of sense, of attacking you in any sense of the word, of pointing these things out to you, but they're very important. And
I understand. I'm aware of them.
I will say it one more time. The potential of what I see with the energy, as you call it, I see is mutual. When you first started talking, you told me exactly what happened with you guys. I could see it so clearly. So therefore, the established connection you're talking about has already presented itself. It's the ideal. Are we going to take responsibility for what we've just manifested? Because you put it out there, and this is what you got. So therefore, you have to trust what you put out there. It's not the idea of trusting this person. It's the idea of trusting you. In the process of trusting you, this person's going to trust you, and you're going to trust him. The reason I say this, I've been doing this for almost, I suppose someone asked me the other day, how long have you been waiting to get with this one girl? I said about 400 years. So it was a potential of going through three lifetimes of just getting to know each other to get to this point. Now we've crossed paths, so it's very familiar, okay? And that connection's already been made 300 years ago, 400 years ago, whatever. It depends if you're living past lives, but what I'm saying is, the connection between the two of you, what I've seen down the tunnel, is the idea of something that's been established 1,000 years ago. That's what comes to me with the situation, with your relationship with this
That
guy.
I know. I know that.
Yes, exactly. Well, see,
I know that.
Trust those things as well. Because all those lifetimes getting to this point all matter to what's going on at this moment. And what's going on at this moment is you're questioning certain things. I just want you to take a look at that yourself. And because if you let go, and this, what I see, as in the fears of the unknown, which is, I guess you could look at the situation and say, that's really all it really is, which is backed up from some residuals of other fears, of things that you've been through in this lifetime. And it's the idea of letting those go completely. And the one thing we talk about the most on this show is the idea of following your heart. And I've had so many questions and so many arguments with people who say, you can't follow your heart every time. And I say, that's not true. That the truth is, follow your heart. You always see the truth. You always see everything for what it is. You will see past the illusion. They see what's going on here. Now, if you look past the illusion that you're creating here, it's the idea of the possibilities. And the possibilities are backed up by your fears. You let go of those, and you don't have any fears. Then you can see Sam for what he is, a person who's presented himself in this lifetime just the way it is, just what you saw last night. It's right there. And that's why I keep saying with the situation. But I also see with the situation of hanging on to the things that you see right now that you're questioning, those could actually interfere with how fast this could fall into place. Because I see a relationship is very, very good. I see a connection that's way past the connection of just two people who are coming from the same source. It's almost like you get the impression this could be definitely a soulmate. But I take it one step further. I don't see it as a learning experience. I see it as two people coming together because they're on the same page. So therefore, I would see it as a twin flame connection. Because your energies are so familiar. And the reason you would even question it and even have a fear about the situation is because of the intense feelings, the intense energy that you get from this person. You're not realizing you're seeing the other part of you.
I am. You know what I'm questioning? I'm questioning all the deep soul connections I've had that have been maybe not as...
You could let those go.
I'm just saying... I'm sorry?
Mm-hmm. No, all the soulmate connections you've had, no more.
That were with people who were not healthy and couldn't actually live up to in the, you know...
That's true, but you're no longer with them.
I'm just wondering if it's going to be a mirror of that again, where I have to just let that go and say, okay, I'm a little bit closer to what I want, but this is not yet what
no,
I want.
You're not a little bit closer.
I'm sorry?
Listen to what I said.
I'm more than a little bit closer?
When I say twin flame connection, this is the... I'll give you an example, right?
Yeah, twin flame is like the closest you can get.
Is the one we talk about, the significant other. The other
you're seeing
part
that
of
with
us.
Him?
Yes.
You're seeing that with him?
That's what I said.
Wow. That's pretty intense.
Yes. Yeah, but see, what I'm trying to say to you is the
I
reason
I just wonder
you're
if he's mature. I just wonder if he's mature because I had a feeling of questioning that. And yet, like I say, I don't know
this
him
yet.
This
is what I want to sit here and say to everybody out there and you too, Lisa. It's the idea of looking at situations, not realizing that. When you are the important part of something special, the maturity and also maturing in a situation happens together. So you might not be...
If he's willing. So I don't know if he's willing. That's why I called, because I don't know if he's ready and willing. I'm ready for that in my life. I don't know if he's ready. You know, that's my question.
I understand that. I understand that, Lisa. But what I really want you to do right now is I want you to take a deep breath and go, and let it go. Because what happened yesterday is gone. Yesterday's no more. So therefore, there's no reason to bring anything up from the past. And if there is anything from the past, it's because you choose to hang on to it. There's no other reason. It doesn't have any kind of significance in this whole situation, like you said before. I've been through other previous soulmate connections, and see, that's the connection. Soulmate connections. I believe that soulmate connections are learning lessons that we go through to help us
and it's
learn.
Not necessarily somebody you're going to be romantic with or somebody that's going to last more than an hour with. There's all those different things, so that I was just curious if you had a sense what that was going to look like.
Deep breath, and let me finish what I was going to say, and then it will all make sense, because you're still trying to make sense of it, and I'm trying to give you the information to do that.
Okay.
Because I'm sitting here looking at the situation saying, soulmate connections, and you're not rude. I understand. I've done the same thing, too. It's you're just in this anticipation that you're hoping this is the one. And I'm trying to help you.
No, I'm not even attached to that. I really am not. I'm really not attached to that.
That's good, because attachment ruins relationships. Anyway.
Yeah, I'm not attached to that. I'm just curious.
And I'm not saying you are, but you need to question those things yourself, because you think I am. I'm saying, listen to this one statement and you'll understand, okay? Just take a deep breath, stay on your hands, and go, I'm not going to say anything until he's finished. Promise me that. Because I'm looking at the situation saying, soulmate connections are things that we go through to learn things about ourselves. And the more we know ourselves, the more we know who we're supposed to be with, because we'll recognize that person when they come in our lives. Okay, that's your twin flame. So the soulmate connections are to learn. The twin flame is to experience. Okay? You are in a situation that you need to let go of the soulmate connections, because they were just learning lessons that got you here. They're not going to help you in the situations you're going through, because you're right, it is unknown. And the reason it's the unknown, because it's something different that you've never experienced before. Why? Because you made a choice to change your life, to change the kind of relationships you want, and you want the life that you think that you deserve, and you want to be in a relationship that you think you deserve. So therefore, where you come from looks familiar, but where you're going will not, because it basically contradicts where you're from, because you don't like that no more. You're tired of that. You've learned your lesson. You've learned all the experiences you need. Now you're ready for the one, which is the soul, the twin flame. And that's what I'm saying with Sam. And what I'm trying to say with the situation is I don't want you to stand in your own way because of the things you're still hanging on to realize the way to trust somebody is to trust yourself. If you can't trust yourself, then you're never going to trust anything, any kind of experiences, any kind of people who cross your path. Why? Because you're not following your heart. Because if you follow your heart, it will always stimulate spiritually your mind. So therefore, your mind will see what you see, as in what you feel. So therefore, you'll trust it. For example, let me get this out here real quick. I'll give you, because I actually have something in here. And there's a book that you should definitely get because it would help you. It's actually two books. It was by this guy named John Randolph Price. And the first one's called Angel Energy, How to Harness the Power of Angels in Your Everyday Life. The other one is called The Angels Within Us. It's like a combination of books because it talks about the angels, the 22 angels. Well, The Angels Within Us actually go into detail on each. There's a chapter for each one of those angels. And then the angel energy book basically puts them together as to work as a whole, what they do within yourself, to actually trust, realize that we have angels working within us as much as we do around us. So there's kind of a thing going on. And the thing I was going to try to see if I could find in this situation here is to give you that description in detail, okay? Because we were talking about relationships in general. And usually when you sit and look at the relationships, it's the idea of realizing what's going on. Because in the process of confusion, we're thinking too much. So therefore, the head and the heart are separate, which they should not be. So what you need to do is understand that there is no separation between you and God. Okay? So that would mean that there is something other than I am. There is not. The sense of separation is from the head, which has been sleeping. The truth is from the heart, which is awakened and is the throne of God's self, the I am. Surrender to the heart, to spirit, to truth, giving to the one reality that which you thought was personality. This surrender takes you into the stream of love where your thought processes will be anchored. That's the confusion. Goes away. You will think from the heart, from feelings of love, and the head will awaken with spiritual illumination. Not only will you feel and think truth, you will also see it. You will look through spiritual eyes and see only which is real in life, that's what we talk about, the illusion. People are always talking about look past the illusion. To realize the illusion is what you've manifested from what you used to think of in the past. See, we're trying to look past that illusion you've created to see the new life and the new relationship that you want. That's why I'm saying you need to let go of that. Because your sinner is saying that to me, so I know you're saying it to yourself, that there's been things, is he up to the task? Who cares? That's not the important thing. You're not responsible for Sam. The only person you're responsible for is you. Are you ready? In the process of looking at the situation, it's not a question that you have to answer to me or anybody. And then for another reason, you don't have to answer to anybody. So therefore, you proceed the way you think you should. Listen to the book when it sits there and talks about the whole situation of following your heart. Surrender. Look at the situation and say, I'm into this situation with Sam 100%, and I guarantee you will get 100% from him too. If you don't, this is a pure sign that says he's not the one. Alright? We don't look at this situation as a disappointment. We look at this as an answer. So therefore we go from that one on to the next one. That's why I don't recommend dating as in multiple people, because then your energy is scattered. Then you can't tell. You always be in a state of confusion. And you're not following your heart. You're following your head because your head is saying, be logical. Have multiple people in case the one doesn't work out. No, follow the heart. If you follow your heart, your mind will follow. And understand that what you're looking for is a life partner and someone who's going to love you unconditionally. But until you do that with yourself and also learn to unconditionally love, you'll never get it back. And that's the problem that I see here, is the ideal of things you're still hanging on to. Because in the situation of as in soulmate connections that you've had before, in some sense of the words, you still have some guilt that has associated with those situations of the choices that you made. And you're scared that in this process, you might be making the wrong choice again. That's why I'm saying we need to let go of the fears, because the fears are actually dictating your actions here instead of following your heart. And say, I'm in for this for love.
What actions? Because what I want is, I need him to step up and not be afraid of me, and that's
true.
You know,
I'm just saying that, Lisa. But if you really said you look at the situation, you're waiting for him to step up to the plate. Why? You know, the situation, a relationship is 100%. It's also supposed to be balanced. So therefore, stepping anywhere, you both should be stepping to the plate. That's what
I'm on the plate, and he needs to step up as the man.
Let me ask you a question. Here's another question here for you, okay? Answer this for me. Why do you think he hasn't stepped up to the plate?
Because that's how the male energy works, and it's better that way.
See, this is what we're saying. You're being too logical. And the situation is...
No, that's what's right for me. That's what's in my heart. That's what's right for me. That's what
okay.
I need.
And that's what I'm saying to you. You need to I'm just saying, think about it.
And if he doesn't, that's fine. I'm not attached to it. I was just curious if he was at that point of being ready
that's
to
what
do
I'm
that.
Saying. Logic has to be let go of in favor of truth. The truth is, love is an energy too. And the idea of sitting there saying a male is going to react because of male energy is not taking account of if he's balanced within himself, which means he's balanced the feminine and the male.
It
like a
really
Gemini.
Isn't. No, I didn't mean it in that sense at all. I just meant in terms of...
I did. I'm talking about balance. In order to have a balanced relationship, you have to have balance within yourself.
No, of course. Yeah.
Balance.
I was just talking about who's if he's gonna. I mean, I'm just saying I'm not taking action to call him. I think it just works better if he's ready to call. He'll call me, and that's how it'll be initiated from now on. That's all I'll say. In terms of the next.
I know. I know what you're saying. I'm just saying with the situation. I heard this before. And I'll sit there and say this one quick, too. It seems like it comes up for some reason. The question came to me one time about in love and out of love. Someone sat there and said, I love somebody, but I'm not in love with them. Do you know how much that's just full of bullshit? Either you love somebody or you don't. Now, what's the opposite of love? Hate. There's no partial in and out of love. Love is energy. You can't control something that actually flows freely. There was a situation here. When things start happening between two people, the reason a good relationship goes so fast is two people are very spontaneous. They also trust each other to let it go where it's going to go. Until you get to that point, the questioning part has a tendency to delay it. And boy, am I losing my voice real quick. And anytime... And, of course, this is my opinion. Anytime you think as in the logical sense, you're in your head. The heart sees it for what it is. Love is love. Two people. We're not talking male or female. We're talking about two people. To give you an impression here, okay? Because it seems like the one thing I have to specify is what a twin flame is. A twin flame is the ideal of God created essence that was so bright and so powerful it couldn't be contained in two bodies. Well, actually, it couldn't be contained in one body, so therefore he put it in a male and a female. Okay? And then the twin flames, when they come together, that's very intense energy. That's why some people have a tendency to have confusion and question it. But it's the ideal. Going past that, let go of the logic, to just let it go, to realize it's two people of the same energy who have to learn how to balance that energy out. And to become one again, because you've been separated for, you know, whatever, years, months, usually it's years, but you've been separated for a while. That when you come back together, you have to get reassociated with that. And when I see you look at the situation, I'm just saying you're trying to be too logical about what you shouldn't do and what you should do, when you should be following your heart and doing exactly what you want to do. Don't let society dictate.
I'm doing what I want to do. I am doing what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing what I want to do, and I'm comfortable with it. I was just wondering what he wants to do.
Okay. I think he wants to do the same thing you want to do. I would go past even saying I'm not thinking. I see it for sure. So we answer the question, look at the situation, and go, okay. I'm just saying, it's like putting yourself in certain positions. I've done this myself, where I start thinking too much. I stop right at that moment and take a deep breath, if not three, and ask myself at that moment, what do I want to do? Do I want to think about it, or do I just want to kiss this person?
Well,
I just wanted to call you
and get your opinion. That's what I wanted to do.
Okay.
I started thinking too much.
I'm just saying.
I said, you know what? I need someone else to look.
Mm-hmm. No, it's cool. I'm just saying, when I said to go this way, I'm just going with the flow. I'm telling you what I've been told. They also have a dictate on my experiences as well to interpret this, what they give me as the information. And it's just the ideal of not wanting the things to stand in the way of a great relationship that we see happening. And sometimes when it comes to logic, logic has a tendency to stand in the way and prolong.
But you understand that I just met him last night and I have never seen him again.
I understand that, sweetie.
Oh, okay.
I've also seen people who have met and get married in a week. And society goes, ew, that's crazy. I tell them to go to hell because it's not their business. It's none of their damn business. It's the idea between that two people. And we've gotten too far into this situation anymore. We have too many people in relationships. There should be only two people. That's it. And they should be trusting each other to the point where they don't need to go ask people. They should be bouncing things off people. But no, seriously, realistically, if you follow your heart, you will never question yourself. And you'll have the strongest relationship you've ever had because you trust yourself. You got that really strong relationship within yourself. So therefore, you see everything for what it is. And the reason I say that is because I just went through a twin flame experience where I try to help people understand that sometimes you have these fluctuations back and forth. You know, one person stands back, no kind of thing. But at the same time, you got to do what you got to do. And that's what I do. I mean, when I sit there and look at the situation, I've got guidance in the world telling me, oh, this person's angry with you, so you should leave her alone. I know why she's angry, because she doesn't want to deal with what's going on. I'm not trying to force her into dealing with anything. What I'm saying is, it's looking past the illusion that's being presented to me by somebody who's trying not to deal with something to see it for what it is. So you look at the situation with Sam. You have some people that have some issues, but is that really a reason to stop a relationship? That's what I'm saying. Those things might actually spark some fears that you need to kind of go over a little bit more to sit there and let go of those situations, to realize that in the process of attracting another person, even a twin flame, when they come together, like attracts like. And I guarantee you, in this situation, we have to take in consideration of learning from everything that crosses our path. So therefore, the reflection he gives you, the more you guys sit there and look at each other and learn from these reflections, the closer you'll get when you start ignoring these things.
If he actually does call.
If we you have a fear. You're fearing and he won't call. I look at it like this.
I'm not, it's not just fear. It's like he's, the way he left was kind of strange. It's not just my fear. The way he acted was a little bit strange when he said goodbye.
Strange in what way?
He kind of like ran away, like not literally, but he just sort of was like, okay, bye, and like rushed off.
Consideration that sometimes, like I was saying before, the girlfriend I had over the summertime, she took off abruptly, turned around, did a 180, going the other way.
Yeah,
now,
yeah,
most people
like
look at
that.
Some people would sit there and go, well, I guess the person doesn't like you and wants to run, just get away. I said, no, people do not run away from situations that they don't like, or they don't like you. They don't have feelings for you. If they don't have feelings for you, then it doesn't bother them one way or the other. When it bothers them, there's something that's been established as in the feelings. And
exactly. That's why I was wondering if he's going to be too scared and not really strong enough or ready to embark on anything.
Well, the impression I get is the idea of calls are coming. It might not happen as much as quick as you'd like.
You said you think he's going to call, but not as quick as I would like. Is that what you said? I couldn't hear because I had a sign.
No, I get the impression. We'll sit here and say it really. There's one thing I want to say to people about readings. Take readings as in you got the answer to actually have something concrete to focus on to manifest exactly what you want. And the reason I say that is because when I wrote my journal, exactly what I wanted to do with certain relationships, they always happen. So what I do is when I get readings, I let it resonate with me, or whatever way it resonates. Either I take more stock into it, and I use it as like I said before, as a foundation to manifest, or I look at it as something I'm going to disprove somebody, as another motivation to manifest exactly what I want. I look at it like this. It's the idea of finding solutions, not focusing on problems.
Could you just reiterate what you said, though, because I had a siren and I didn't hear exactly what you said. Is that what you said, that you think he's going to call?
No, that costs you $5 for interference from phone. Yeah, when we have interferences and sirens, we charge you $5 for that, so, you know. But Yeah, I heard it too. I was like, you know, I don't like you guys. It's almost like the negative side of the universe trying to keep people from hearing the information. Now I got to repeat what I said. And the reason I don't like repeating what I said because it flows at the time it does. You know, sometimes you have a tough time recalling.
I was saying he's because of the way he left. You know, it showed that he had some kind of fear or something, and that's why I was wondering if he's even going to be strong enough or open enough to even, you know, initiate anything.
That's what I said. Is the idea of looking at those situations and go, okay, I want this. From what I felt with Sammy Boy, I want this 100%. So therefore, I see an abrupt kind of leaving. Like he was kind of like, almost like a fearful walk, okay?
Uh-huh.
I'm out of here.
Yep.
Because he was
yep.
scared of the feeling. He was scared of the connection. Now what we do is we take that information, instead of falling into the trap that he's not ready, obviously he opened himself up to feel those feelings, so therefore he is ready. So what we need to do is focus on what? A positive outcome. And when we focus
well,
on
I'm
going to
focus on a positive
though,
outcome for whoever it is I'm supposed to be with, and it doesn't have to be him, because I don't want somebody who's afraid. So.
Yeah, but you know, one thing you got to look at the situation is, yeah, you do. Because fear can really be a motivator to do the right thing. And
well, I don't
want
anybody that's not strong enough, because that's just
how do you get strong? You face your fears.
You
get strong.
He's willing to face his fears. I don't
so
yeah,
I'll put it
question.
To you. Like, I'll put it to you. I will sit there and go from my first experience. The reason I'm so freaking headstrong and stubborn and focused on anything and everything I do is because I face those fears. And then I usually face those fears on the count of being with relationships. I walk up to the situation. I see this woman I'm could be a little bit intimidated with, but something in the back of my mind says keep going forward. Get past the intimidation. If it's not done, it's not allowed to happen, then...
Do you think he's that way?
Yeah, I do. The reason I think that, for one reason, is the idea. I've done this show for so long and done psychic work for so long and the spiritual work that it seems like there's a lot of similarities that people cross your path. And if you open your mind up, like I said before, and read the reflections that come from everyone, not just... One thing, the reason I recommended the idea of these two books, the one book is called The Angels Within Us. There's an angel in there called The Angel of Loving Relationships. Now, if you notice, there isn't an angel in there of romantic relationships. It's all about loving relationships, because how we interact with each and every one and everything within our lives is where we have a tendency to have the strength to actually have those romantic encounters. It's from good info. And the reason I'll say that is because I've seen so many situations where we have two people come together, twin flames, quack. Okay? The example here is the pattern we want to look at here. The guy, for example, the guy is the positive one. So when you look at the situation, he has positive friends. They're supporting him in the whole endeavor here. And it's like looking at the situation, and even you have a couple friends who don't really like the woman because of the energy she gives off. That kind of makes them kind of leery, but they're still supportive of the man, and they're really good friends, so therefore they have a mutual understanding. This is what they've been looking for, so therefore they're going to give him that freedom to do that. On the other side, we have the woman who has the negative side, they both see it, an unconditionally loving, romantic, powerful twin flame connection. One accepts it, one resists it. And the reason the girl resists it is because her foundation is basically people she's attracted to the fears that she got rid of, not realizing she still has the fears because the friends still exist. So when we sit here and look at the situation, they have a tendency to point out every negative thing that could happen. Okay? When you sit there and cut the ties and start thinking for yourself, all of a sudden we get this flip-flopping thing going on, because within that person, for a brief moment, they tap into their heart. So what they feel within their heart does not resonate with what she's being told. So she has confusion. She doesn't want to sit there and dictate or contradict her friends, because she doesn't want to be rude or mean. So therefore she doesn't do that. But there's this thing within herself that keeps going, you know something? I feel like this person is the one. And it's one of those things of taking it to the step of realizing what has happened within her own self, that she's going to understand that she's going to have the relationship of her life and her future, and her life is going to change. Even to the point, and I've seen this before too, where people have a tough time letting go of their friends, to realize that if you listen to yourself and you realize these friends have not been giving you good advice, then you realize at the moment too that you've made a bad mistake by getting rid of the person that could have been the love of your life. And the reason I'm saying that is because when you look at the situation, it's kind of, these things are so clear. I don't see why we don't all see that. We have a positive and a negative person. Why is the man getting all the support from his friends? Because he has changed his life. He's open to the strange, unexpected, the unusual. He's going to let that happen. He knows whatever comes to him, by the way, the angels, could not be wrong. It might not make it might not be understanding at the time, but it's going to contradict everything at that point, because you've made a conscious choice to change your life. You know, once you make a change, the unknown even looks scarier. But I guarantee, if you just keep going forward with Sam, and if you feel like calling the guy, you should call him. Because I tell people all the time, old-fashioned is another BS. Because if you really look at history and you look at the idea of old-fashioned, men had all the stuff.
Actually, I was looking at the Kabbalah, not the...
I understand what you're saying.
Not the society's thing. I was looking at the Kabbalah's advice, actually, about how...
I know, but see, all these things are to help you, but they're not... Like I was telling a friend of mine the other day, there are no steps in a relationship. The steps are there to analyze what happened. But you don't go through each one of those steps in the process of going through a relationship. It's supposed to be spontaneous, loving, caring, unconditional. Just go with the flow. That's why I've had a lot of clients who come to me and say, this is moving too fast. It's great, but it's moving too fast. There's something wrong with that. Not realizing the good ones are going to fall into place. Why? Because there's no thinking, and it's all spontaneous.
You said he was going to be slow, though, to get back to me.
Yes, because you're waiting. You're looking for certain things to happen before you make your move. I'm just saying, with the situation of being spontaneous.
Well, you're saying he's not going to be spontaneous, so it's not. It's not one of those things you're talking about then.
No, it could be spontaneous. I'm just saying the way I see it right now, right to this day, because of the choices you've made, it's going to play out this way. I'm just saying, to me, if you let go and just go with the flow where it's going to go, and you're like a person that has a tendency, well, I've let go of the trees. I'm flowing down the river. But at the same time, you're still grabbing at the roots because of the fears. What they want you to do is get in the canoe and just go with the flow. It's a scary thing. I can see that very clearly. To just completely just let go and see something going on, even to the point, and the reason I say that, and the reason I use the example of the girl I was with this summer, is because it was some things. This relationship kicked off very quickly. It went from talking. I met her through this company called Aranum. I met her through there. Okay? I told her some information, brief information. I couldn't tell her much because I was working for this company. And you really can't give out information like this, but we do free readings here, so it's a psychic site that charges for reading, so I couldn't do that. So what I did was I gave her out a little bit of information. She took the information, and she gave me an email in 20 minutes. And then from that point, we went from Yahoo, we went to Skype, we went to commuting, and we basically dated for almost 4 or 5 months, spending almost 12 to 24 hours a day with each other. That's the great part about working for yourself. There was just certain things I could do. I could take her everywhere I went on the phone or whatever. But see, the one thing that happened was there were certain things that happened because of for certain fears she hadn't let go of. For example, she ran a big old phone bill up. She followed her heart. She went with the flow. She let go, and she just said, this is what I want, and I'm going to get what I want. I'm not going to give up until I do. Until she made a decision to call me from London, from England, on her cell phone and her house phone. And she ran a phone bill up of almost $1,000. Now what she did was her fear played out and said, I did something wrong. Logically, that's telling me that we shouldn't be together, that I made a mistake. See the fear? The point was, no, you pay the phone bill. It just made, see, the idea of being in love puts you into a situation that you did something you wouldn't normally do. But
right.
You wanted to communicate with that person because you were drawn to you. It's actually giving you a sign. This is the one. Because you did that. But at the same time, two people come together like that, and, okay, we have 1,000 on the phone, but what happens? I sit here and talk to her about the whole thing. I've seen that she was really worried about the whole thing. We came up with a compromise and started paying this phone bill together. We didn't split up. But see, the point was it started a chain reaction in some things of fears. That one. And then her friends could creep in, the bad ones, as I call them, because they're the ones who are going to keep telling her all the bad things. Oh, he could be a serial killer. You can't have a relationship over Skype. You can't do this. You can't do that. Now, see, these are friends who can't get past their own perceptions. And they're putting this perception on her because they know her fears. They know also at the same time that if she does make that choice to change her life and to go for that future with that person, which was me, then they could also be a thing of the past. And it's like fears. That's why when I say deal with your fears and also look at the friends you attracted with those fears, because they will always try to tap into those fears, almost like the ego. The ego is not going to surrender unconditionally. It's going to fight for its position. And that's why we're sitting here in the situation. Anytime you let the ego take on too much and there's no balance, it's going to definitely try to dictate what's going on. And what the situation with me and her, when the people came together and just really have that kind of influence, it ruins a real good thing. And I was going to say it doesn't really ruin it, because it's one of those things people do come to realizations. And they finally, because twin flames, once you find that twin flame, people can do what they want to. And there will be bits and pieces and separations and that kind of stuff, but not forever. It's one of those things, you'll come back quicker than you think. But the thing is, when we look at these situations, what I used to do in situations like this, is I look at the ideal of following my heart. So therefore, these truths, as these fears came to the surface. So at first, I was able to sit down with her and talk about these things. Like the incident when she came to me and said, I love you, but I'm not in love with you, because someone had told her that. But see, the person who told her that didn't explain it. So I sat down with her and explained in great detail exactly what it was. But I was also very stern about the whole thing, because first of all, I came to her and said, first of all, if you're going to try little techniques like that, make sure you're not talking to a psychic or a relationship counselor who's going to sit there and look at you and go, what are you trying to say? So you need to sit down and face these fears, and that's what they are. It's so much is happening so quickly that if you're following your heart, you'll see that it's easy to get through these things and see for exactly what they are. But some people need some processing, and if they don't have a good support, that can also bring them down too. So you look at the situation. I think we should all take account for that, because I've been through this situation with her where I've let go, but I have no intentions of ever giving up on the situation. Do I have to do anything? No, I don't. All I have to do is really keep working with myself, so therefore I won't let other fears creep into me too as well, to keep any kind of reunion from happening too as well, because things didn't happen the way I wanted to. But see, actually, when I look back at the situation, everything unfolded just exactly the way it was supposed to. And that's the point. When it doesn't go along with our blueprint, we think there's something wrong, when actually the universe is presenting to us something a whole lot better. For example, when I was sitting there focusing on visualizations of actually getting exactly what I want, in the process of visualization, I was focusing on, she likes to meditate, so do I. So I was sitting there meditating together, and my angels come to me all the time and tell me tactics on how to do things right. So I'm trying to picture us in the same picture. They said, no, you don't picture yourself in the same picture, because you want to be with her. So therefore, you want to see it through your eyes. And that's what you should do with this situation, too. As I'm saying, once you make the choice that you, this is what you want, this is the person you want to be with, because you see the potential, then you see it through your eyes. You don't see yourself sitting on the outside, on the sidelines. And you'll also notice that the universe will also present things to you that might be confusing, like I did. I was visualizing us meditating to the point where I was trying to play a movie, a mental movie of how I want our lives to play out. And actually, these were backed up by visions, and they're also backed up with the information the angels have given me, too, to add to these things that I need to trust. And when you follow your heart, you hear your angels, God, your guides, and everyone else, your guardian angels around you, too, as clearly as if you were sitting talking to a friend. And when I did this meditation, this visualization, when I helped her up, the thing that shocked me the most was she was pregnant. And then all of a sudden the senses kicked in. Not just kind of did I see that she was pregnant, I was also very happy and so was she. I could feel the skin on her stomach. I could feel the warmth of her hands as I was picking her up. I could feel the hair brushing against my cheek, even having her head on my shoulders. And then the loving embrace because of this joyous time that we're in because of having a child. And you feel all these things. And I just tell people, go with the flow. Because when you do that, instead of questioning it, could it really happen? When you go with the flow and you feel that intensely, and you go with the flow as if you're living it right then, you will be. But you have to make a choice to let yourself be engulfed in that whole sense of all that energy playing itself out. Because if you can see something that clearly, the other person on the other side is probably experiencing the same things as well. And if you have any fears, the thing I do is ask my angels to help me cut loose of anything that can interfere with exactly what's going on at that moment, no matter what it is. Even if it's just a career or job or money issues, there always stems something within our past we haven't let go of. And that's the thing I don't want to see happening here. It's the ideal, seeing someone who's got a potential. But in the process of questioning and saying, well, I don't know if he is, he is, yes, he is, but I don't want to deal with somebody who's not. It's the ideal making the choice. I've had so many people I've worked with before who put themselves in relationships and just go with the flow and realize they were the missing component that motivated that person to be who they are. We're good for each other. That's what it means, we're good for each other. We motivate each other to be ourselves. We're also comfortable to be ourselves. And that's the key to any really great relationship, is when you can be yourself completely, no matter what, nobody can break that bond.
That's true.
Now, I see the potential here, but see, you have to see it too. You can't question one way or the other.
Well, I don't have enough information to see that. I don't have enough information yet about him. You know, we have free will, and I see who he is on the soul level, but he has to step up, and I'll have to get to know him. He has free will.
Well, I'm just saying, take into consideration what I've said, and then with the situation, you proceed the way you think you should go, and I want you to give us a call back and give us an update on this whole thing, and I would really like to sit down with you and do a past life regression or a past life reading, something with the situation, because I feel like it'd be very beneficial to you, if not entertaining, because I feel like you've been through some really entertaining lifetimes. And with this guy, Sam, it seems like that you guys have had some really variations of situations you've been through.
I'm sure we have.
I'm just saying, I don't have enough time for 1,000 years, okay? Anyway.
Yep.
But,
okay,
yeah,
well,
we'll
thanks.
Do that. But
good
seriously, I'm just saying, take and consider what I've said. Like I always tell everybody on the show, you can do whatever you want to do because that's what you got to do. You got to go with your gut and your feelings on this thing, which way you should go. And I just feel like with the situation, you will definitely get the results you're looking for by following just exactly what you need to do, okay? But I just feel like I said before, to answer your question, after about 40 minutes, I just feel like that he might have abruptly walked away, but you can't let one abrupt walk away ruin a lifetime.
Well, you tell him that. Tell him that. I mean, I'm here, you know, I'm open.
Well, fine. Get him on the freaking phone. I'll tell him flat out just what I told you.
He's got to step up. He's got to shut. He's got to meet me equally. He's got to meet me halfway.
If you have a person, and this is how you guys get to, it's like we're looking at the situation, we're having a conversation, and say we have a conversation where he's confused. Right at that moment, say, hey, I know someone you can talk to. It can stop that confusion out of you. You know, something like
no,
that.
No, I have no problem. I mean, I'm not like, I mean, once we're actually together or having a conversation, that's not a problem. You know, being patient with somebody or compassionate.
It's always the hardest part about these things is getting them started, right? Am I right or wrong?
Well, I don't know. That's what I wanted to know, you know?
Maybe it's just me. I know once I get past that awkwardness about saying, hi, how are you? I can usually pretty much see the way it is.
You know what? What was so great is there was no awkwardness. It was just boom. We were both talking to each other.
That's what I'm saying to you. That's what I'm saying. That's why I say this is something. The start of something could be great. Just because a person kind of walked away from the situation, it could be just to me. When I look at it, I just see a person who's looking at it going, "I just need some time to think," because that was intense. It's probably looking.
So
at
is that? Do you sense that he's in that mode? Sort of, he's thinking about it. It made a big impression. He's thinking about it. It might take him a little bit of time to
I don't think he's
process.
Ever had a connection like that with anybody before.
Hmm.
And that's the thing.
And he's interested in something like that kind of a connection.
Anybody who has that kind of, I mean, just the way it comes off to me, to have that kind of conversation.
You know what? I have a friend that I have a similar connection with, who he runs away from me every time he sees me on the street, and he refuses to be friends with me because he's afraid of me. And there's a deep soul connection there. Sorry?
Yeah, it's the ideal. People cannot deal with real feelings because of what they've been through, as in people being so non-real.
That's what I'm saying, is that I was wondering if he was in that same category. You don't think
that's
he's in
I'm
that
saying.
Same category.
I'm just saying, sometimes we have to take accountability, that sometimes people do things that can be similar to somebody else, but the sincerity behind it's a little bit different.
I hope so.
I'm just saying, if two guys can give a woman roses, one guy wants to better, and one guy really does love her. What you need to do to distinguish between the two is you got to listen to your heart. Who's real? You'll feel it. But you know this. But what we're saying is you're using the same tactics here. So what?
I'm just wondering if he's gonna be different and step up as opposed to the ones that don't.
All I want you to do is take into consideration what you just said. I'm making a judgment because of something you had in the past, and this is.
Well, I learned from the past. I'm not making a judgment. I'm just wondering. You know, I was just wondering about who he is, because I don't know that part of him.
I understand that, but I'm just saying, from what I can see with the situation, and making that statement from my point of view, I see it as judging something because of something you experienced in the past, which has nothing to do with the person that you're actually being presented with now, but you see similarity.
I hope it doesn't. I hope to learn that.
We can look at the situation of saying, you know, can we take it past the idea of hoping and saying, okay, I see
it'll be what it'll be. I mean, the truth will reveal itself. I just wanted to know the truth a little bit sooner.
And when the truth reveals itself, are you going to follow your heart to see it?
Of course.
Okay.
I'll
that's
feel
what
it.
I do. Now
of
I feel
course.
Better.
Absolutely. I always do that. But I think, too. Of course I think as well. I have to be smart as well, because I want to remind myself what I have been through and what I deserve and what I want.
Do you think you're calling from New York?
Mm-hmm.
New York's got some really sporadic combinations of all kinds of energy.
It sure does.
I was in New York City, and I was like, people, do you like New York City? I was like, I'm not sure.
I know.
Like a big giant vortex.
It is. It really is. You know, it really is.
So let me ask you one thing before you go, Lisa. When's your birthday?
9/27.
So you're a Libra.
Mm-hmm.
I knew that. That's what I was saying. Libra. This woman's just too damn loyal. Well, actually, she's good when she's in a good relationship, but it works against her when she's in a bad one.
Yeah, exactly. Or when I'm alone forever.
9/27. In what year?
Oh, that's a secret.
Yeah, but see, it's not a secret. It's just a confirmation with me.
Who cares? Well, we're on the air.
I look at the situation as someone who's definitely not your age. You have this really youthful energy.
Thank you.
And it's just one of those things of someone who's looking for something, who has no intentions of giving up, realistically. And plus, you don't believe in death. You think you're an immortal being, which is a great thing, because I feel the same way. So there is no such thing as death. We just transcend to something else. And if I choose to stay on this body for a couple of hours, that's my choice. And it can be that way, too. Because I tell people all the time, it's like, you don't believe in death. I said, no,
we'll see.
Look at the situation. If death is something that's supposed to be something that's, you know, so obvious, why do they keep telling you? From the day you're born, you're going to die. I'm like, okay, thank you. No, I'm not. You know, but it's like, look at the situation and saying, how do we know? It's like someone falling off a building. They have this perception that when you hit the ground, you die. Could that be the reason? Could it be just perception, not really a truth? And that we don't see past those things until it's too late and we slam them to the ground. Because we've seen people in situations, seriously, this is a proven fact. Skydivers have fallen 10,000, 15,000 feet. Yeah, they get pretty messed up, but they didn't die. So, see, that defies reality, doesn't it? Because we're always told, you fall 10,000 feet, you're going to die. And we know people who, you know, well, some of us know personally, who are people who haven't. So, therefore, this challenge to perception. I'm just saying with you, Lisa, I would challenge the perception here, too. Like Doreen Virtue used to do. She used to have people tell her she couldn't do things. Like, I'm going to school, going to college, be a psychotherapist, and her teacher told her, you will never get a job as a psychotherapist until you graduate. And she actually went out and proved the guy wrong and got a job at a hospital 4 months before she graduated as a psychotherapist. So I'm just saying, with the situations out there, let's look at the worldly way of their perceptions and challenge them. Prove them wrong. Don't prove them right. Because the perception
I got plenty of that going on, believe me. We've got plenty of that going on.
This doesn't work out with him. Give me a call. We'll run off to Bahamas. So.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, thank you a lot.
I'm serious. Just because I asked somebody to run off to Bahamas doesn't mean anything else besides going to Bahamas and buying, you know, margaritas and getting some gold and sitting in the lawn chair and getting a tan, okay? Seriously, we have a tendency to perceptions, again, have a tendency to lead us down a path that can get us in trouble. I'm just a very blunt person who says this is a very passionate, very lovely woman who, therefore, I think needs to be acknowledged from time to time because people keep telling her sometimes in the situations that you're just not that great of a person. And I think that that's his perception again, too, as well. You can tell me if I'm right or wrong, but...
Did you just say his perception was that I'm not a great person? Is that what you
No,
said?
I said some people's perceptions of you. You've had some people who cross
right.
your path who think that you're
mm-hmm.
just full of it. But at the same time, you found out later on what the truth was. They were full of it. See, that's why they had the perception they did. They couldn't
mm-hmm.
see the truth of who you were.
Yep.
Me personally, I can see right through you. To me personally, when I see you as a person that a lot of people should embrace your, especially some of the advice that you get, because you do know what you're talking about.
Thank you.
So, you know, it's one of those things that keeps speaking your mind, no matter what. And the situation with Sam, I guarantee you, the more straightforward you are, what you are, this will work in this relationship as much as it does in business.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a relationship that you would try to establish for the rest of your life. So good negotiation skills. I don't care what anybody says. Me personally, when I see situations, when I was doing the dating services, I would sit there, people, I get a response. What I do is I come back and say, here's my phone number, give me a call. And people go, that's too forward. There is no such thing. If you can't deal with it, then there's a problem that you're not strong enough for me because that's who I am. I don't stop being who I am because you can't deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't deal with it, then therefore go find someone else.
You're not the right person for me to be in my life. Yeah, exactly.
Right. You're not strong enough for me because I'm a very strong, powerful being, and I know that. And I also know the potential of you can be the same as well. So I look at these situations and go, okay, so if you come back on strong and you call Sam up and say, hey, man, this go... whatever, and the guy goes and he runs away. What is that? It just saved you 6 months, didn't it?
Mm.
So just look at life like that. It's a fun place. Yeah. Make the journey enjoyable as possible. Don't sit there and say, well, this, I don't know, man, this could be, I could get hurt. So what, man? Embrace it. I just got hurt. Just told me what? I'm alive. I'm going to keep going through every freaking weed until I find the flower, until I find that one person who's going to sit there and take the challenge just like I've taken it. But I'm never going to find that out if I back down any kind of sense of the word. So I keep going. And when I was dating this girl here over the summertime, people said, hey, you guys are talking to each other in the sky, so it's not a real relationship. Let me say something to everybody real clearly who's listening right now at this time. If you've got two people in any kind of connection who've made a choice that they want to keep a relationship going, the two people are real. So therefore, what's happening is real. And always remember that. Technology has helped us, as in twin flames, to find each other. So if one of us is in England and one of us here in the States, Skype just basically helped us find each other. And it's a tool to work in your to your advantage. And the situation, I've seen relationships, so I've seen one just not too long ago. 6 years, they could not touch each other. But they talked, they were honest, they were open. And see, the point of not having sex actually opened the door of two people finding out who each other were. Completely. So therefore, when they did get together and they were able to touch each other and have that physical, intimate connection, it was just the last piece of the puzzle. Because a lot of people ask them, don't you have to do the whole thing all over again? See, that's a humanly way of looking at things. A spiritual connection doesn't need to go back and do it all over again. They know what's going on. They're just looking for the completion, so therefore they can start their lives together, future. Okay? So you can take that to the bank and listen to the archives until it resonates in your mind, okay? Because that's what I do. I sit here and look at the situation. I have this girl I love dearly. And I just look at the situation of seeing it so clearly, of seeing the same thing. If I wasn't able to see through my heart or, you know, follow my heart on the whole situation, I don't think I'd see something so clearly that to say, if it doesn't happen, it was one of the greatest experiences I've ever had. But I would love to be back with this person to experience even more. You take it to the next 10 levels, you know. But if it doesn't happen, the experience changed me to the point where I know for a fact if I follow my heart, I know exactly who she is. She might present herself to the world as something else because of her fears. But I can see past that, all the whole thing, and seeing who she really is. Maybe that's what the whole thing was. I told her that, too. I see who you are. You think if I see you for who you really are, I won't like you. I've already seen it. And it's like one of those things that just intends to fly the flame even more to say, I love you. Because I see who you are. We've all made mistakes. We've all done things we're not too proud of. We do things we're not, you know, we feel guilty about and all these other things. We have to realize those are just actions. They're not who we were. At the moments those things happened, there was just certain fears we were facing that made us do certain things we wouldn't have never done it again. Now we know that. So, therefore, we are ready for relationships that we really want because we've faced those fears. We're strong. We know what's going on. And, Lisa, I know you're a very strong woman. And I feel like in some sense of the word, of the idea of pursuing a man, you got to get past the point. It's not pursuing. It's just following your heart of what you think you should do. And you can do what you want. As always, we all have free will. And I'm just saying, with you, you're an incredible woman. You should look at the situation and say, okay, if Sandy doesn't want to sit there and see the incredible woman here, then somebody will.
Oh, that's what I am saying. That's what I am saying.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying. Yep.
I just said,
we'll
Michael, answer your question. I just feel like he does have the potential to do that. I think he did. You got to look at the situation, sweetie. You might be such a great woman that maybe the guy took a run away because he had to step back for a minute. To say, can I really have a woman like that?
Well, I don't want to say exactly. I don't want somebody who doubts that they can handle something of that magnitude.
Handle you?
Yep.
Just say it, man. Handle
me. Handle me, yes. Handle me. Because I have a lot, you know, to give. And
when
so
you let go completely, you are a very intense woman.
True or not true? Of course.
I'm just saying, don't you want that out sooner or later? I just feel like you're just like, I just
want
to give myself.
I don't want anybody who's afraid of that, and that's I don't have time for that.
I understand. Do you want it? You want
to? I
want to
be met. I want to be met. Mutual, mm-hmm. Reciprocal. That's nothing less.
It's like she wants to be taken care of, but at the same time, she's a very caring woman too. So why wouldn't she? She wants to give back what she gives. Exactly.
Yep. But somebody's got to be strong. In the way I'm
okay,
strong.
Okay, I'm just saying. I understand that so completely.
And that's why
saying,
I need that proof. I need that proof of somebody who's going to step up. It's not a male-female thing. Like I'm, you know, a female can't make the first move. It's not that.
Okay, that's good. That's one less perception you have to think about. Because really, seriously, I've heard that so many times. I had a lady on the show said that. She's like, I'm old-fashioned. I think guys should pursue women. I said, sweetie, look at history. Women were doing it discreetly, but they were still pursuing the men because why? The men had everything. That's a proven fact. They might have done it in little ways where it made the man think he was pursuing women, okay?
Well,
but there was also, we also have to look at situations, too, that these loving connections happen throughout history. Okay, so therefore, they have a tendency, if you look at the real ones, like I was saying with the girl I was dating with, it was very mutual, you know? And those ones you can tell that were real, because one person said, hey, let's go talk on Skype. Okay, cool. And it was just suggestion after suggestion that was being followed through spontaneously. And next thing you know, you got two people who can't wait to see each other. And it was on Skype. I remember that when we didn't see each other for 4 days, and I finally found this place with a McDonald's where I could actually use my laptop to get a hold of her. The intense energy that came across there, and what I was talking about before, energy, our energies were so intense. We had a tough time talking on phones, on Skype, and that stuff because our energy was so powerful. But see, this the first time I talked to a psychic friend about this, and I mentioned the energy, the first thing that came out of her mouth was a twin flame connection. So don't worry about it. The way those things are, they're like two pieces of the puzzle. I just have to learn how to realize that they're part of the whole and to balance that energy out. And we did. When we would sit there and be relaxed and enjoy what was going on, then the energies merged together to the point where we started spinning, guys. Seriously, I was doing my show and stuff where she would be in the room on the webcam. I had two laptops, and
John
she would
and
be
Yoko,
on one laptop. Huh?
John and Yoko.
Yeah, so she was there. I was doing my show, still working, and that's what I thought was so cool about the whole thing was two people were still living their lives and still bringing those two lives together. Nobody was putting on hold or giving anything up. It was a win-win situation, and that's what twin flames are all about. And there's usually a great distance, usually, not always, but there's usually a distance in ages. The one I saw was the one who actually wrote this one book I actually read. He was 42 or 45 when he met the woman he married. She was 20 and he was like 45. But they also end up coming together, not just to come together as to be together for what they accomplished between the two. They also put together a lot of spiritual communities and societies and that kind of stuff. So they were also, I've also noticed that too, they have an influence on the world as well. And they always seem to have this great relationship too. They have their little perks, but it always seemed to be outside influences of people who didn't approve. And when they came back and said, I'm sorry, we don't have to prove ourselves to nobody. And once they got past that point, the relationship balanced out. And then they realized, you know, those forces, when they come together, like I said before, they're hard to mess with. And when people do, usually the people who mess with them usually end up regretting it because it's something that more powerful than you can think of. I mean, you look at the situation we were talking before about life in itself. When you go to Hallmark and you look at the heart, what exactly does the heart mean? Does anybody really know what a heart means? Of course it means love, but what does it mean? It's unconditional love. Okay, great. But what does it mean? It's a symbol for twin flames. You have the part up the top where the heart comes together, where we always start making our hearts, and then you have the two loops that come out. Those are the two twin flames going out into the universe, the world. And then they come back, and they always meet at the end, together. Always. And so you can see what they created, unconditional love. Unconditional love is just something that just happens. So now you know what the heart means at Hallmark. When you look at the heart, you're going to see it in a different symbol of saying, when I say I'm looking for my significant other, you'll realize you're looking for a twin flame, not a soulmate. Aren't you tired of going through the learning lessons? I think a lot of people, we have this self-punishment thing we talk about. I think they attract soulmates because they feel like they need to punish themselves and go through another learning experience when it's just self-imposed punishment. So I think there's some people that if we listen to ourselves and follow our heart, we can actually have some people we can actually miss altogether because we just learned how to unconditionally love and follow our heart, which is the idea of loving ourselves and loving the world just the way it is, and to realize nobody's ever hurt us. They were just being who they was until I got to the point of realizing that, because I had to realize who I was and not have any kind of, not saying I'm sorry for who I am. A lot of us do. And once you get to that point of taking 100% care of it, we had a lady on the show who had a friend who was actually raped and beaten to the point where she was left for dead. When she was asked whose fault it was, she stunned the world by saying, it's mine. And they go, what? You could hear all the sighs and go, what? She said, the reason I say it's my fault is because I'm not saying that he doesn't have to be held accountable for his actions. But she says, I also have to be accountable for my actions because I didn't listen to my guidance. My guidance came to me and said, do not go to this house and show this guy this house. And she said, even when she was walking up the sidewalk to show this guy who was there at the house, to show this guy, she said her guidance, her angels, her guides, everybody, were saying, turn around and go home. At that point, what she had done is she had put money before herself. She wanted to sell a house. So she put herself in danger See, she wasn't protecting herself. She wasn't following her heart. I mean, it was resonating, going, you need to go home. So she said, right at that moment, she said, as soon as I realized that, she said, I need to take 100% accountability for my life to realize that my choices, my decisions, was what put me there in the first place. If I would have listened, it would have never happened. And, you know, when people sit there going, are you serious? The woman loves herself unconditionally because she realizes her life, she's the one that created it. She's the one that dictates it. She's the one that makes the decisions for it, nobody else. I really get tired of people saying, this guy made me do this. No, he didn't. Somewhere inside yourself, you just kind of went with the flow and felt like you needed to do that. And some kind of thought or some kind of conditioning that you had put you in that position to make you believe what you're saying. But when you sit there and do the right work, get really, you know, do some spiritual work, do a lot of spiritual work, then you'll start seeing things for what they are, because I've done the same thing. And when you start realizing that, the reason I like to point it out is because people have to, if you're hoping people understand right at that moment, I made all the decisions that caused all that, you can also make different decisions to make it better. And that's the key. So, well, at least I got someone else in the queue who's probably sitting there going, I'll have to wake him up.
Well, I hope you get your voice back.
Seriously. You think that's funny. I've actually had people on the show a couple weeks ago. We were sitting there, and I pushed a button, and the guy was literally snoring.
Hilarious.
I was like, oh, this is embarrassing. And people started laughing at the chat room, and they started saying, what's up? I'm like, oh, it was just one of those things, you know? I love it. The guy stuck around that long, and he actually fell asleep. But
did you wake him
up? See, one thing I mean, seriously, can you agree with the same thing I think about, Lisa? I'm sitting looking at the situation of the conversation we had, and I just feel like all the information needed to be said and needed to be put out there.
Well, I appreciate it.
You see what I'm saying? Yes. So, therefore, in the process of helping people, it's not just 15 minutes. And, of course, and one thing I got the most was people said, well, if you do that kind of work on the air, who's going to get readings with you? It's called follow-ups, and it's called life doesn't stop right at that moment. There's other realizations and issues and situations that I think everybody could use a relationship counselor on speed dial. So you can put it any way you want to. I always tell people, make donations to the show. Therefore, we can expand it to 3 hours. Then we'll be sure we get everybody in there and everything's fine. You know, it's like, look at the situation. What's the solution? There's solutions everywhere. People are always looking for ways to give back, and there's another one for you. Private readings, I'd rather do the work myself than take donations, but is donations really bad? It's just the ideal. I do it all the time myself. I give as much as I can. So if you want to, you do it. If you feel compelled, follow through. Donations, it's just another way of saying I love what you're doing. So do that. And Lisa, I appreciate your call, and I really feel like if you give us a follow-up, I'd love to hear about this situation, even if it doesn't pan out, because I feel like it will.
Okay, I'll let you know. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. You have a fantastic night and weekend. Keep
all right.
Friday.
I know. All right, take care.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Let's see what we can do here. Oh, I'm sorry, guys, we took so long with this situation, but, you know, I'm just saying, okay, what's it time? We're going to get to everybody, I swear. It's just sometimes with this situation, we have a lot of things going on here. And for some reason, Block Talk Radio, this one computer, just seems to really not work with me a lot. And it's just it's baffling. Because the reason I say that is because with everything that I do, the hardest part to deal with is I can do everything I want to on this computer. Everything. And it's just like it's baffling that just on Block Talk Radio website that I have the most problems where I gotta click and refresh and click and refresh just to get on the air with somebody. Like right now, I just clicked. And it's doing this, we've all seen the spinning thing on the internet when it's trying to connect with another section. And it's just sitting there spinning. And it's just driving me at the freaking walls. So like I said, everybody out there, we try to do things on the show the way we think we should do them. We follow the guidance, just like it's everybody's like, this is a situation of being logical. And that's thinking too much for me. We're not trying to put in a situation of thinking. We're trying to make life like it's supposed to be. Be still and follow your guidance and where it should go. And that's what we're doing. That's exactly what we're doing. Okay, you freaking fruit. Hold up, we're trying to... That drives me nuts. So just bear with this. I'm trying to get someone on the air right now as we speak to get that thing to clear out. All right, just try one more time. All right. All right. Area code 845. You are on the air. Took us a while to get you there, but welcome
Hello?
To the show. And yes, how are you doing? What's your name?
Good. My name is Lauren.
Lauren. Where are you calling from, Lauren? 845.
New Paltz, New York.
New York? You're in New
yes.
York too, huh? Yeah,
yeah.
Our last caller was from New York. So go ahead, Lauren. How can we help you tonight?
Hi, it was just this is my first time ever being on the website, so I'm not really sure how this is supposed to go, but I was reading a little paragraph that said that you possibly might be like visited by angels with like a specific message for your listeners or anything. So, you know, mm-hmm. pretty much how do we go about doing that?
We'll see what I do, guys. Like I was talking to Lisa, it was a long reading, but it was a message for everybody who's listening. I've had people call in the show saying, you sure you were doing a reading for that person? Because everything you did answered all my questions. And I said, that's the reason we like doing this format, because the message goes across. That's what we're talking about messages. We also have specific answers and messages for people. Like if you read the paragraph, it was talking about angel numbers. And what we were doing was we were looking at people's area codes, and we were kind of baffled because they answered questions for people. Even the ones that, like, say you have a person who has an area code from where they used to live at, and they haven't changed their number. And they said that the area code, but it still resonated with the person of what they were going through at this moment. I just thought that was kind of baffling, but interesting. So, like with your situation, you have the area code 845. I was actually looking that up real quick. 845, 845, 845. 845 means the angels are helping you make positive and healthy changes in your career, finances. You're supported through these changes. So therefore, in the process of going through whatever, you need to let go and just let yourself be pulled in a direction to follow through with those things.
Okay.
And does it resonate with you?
I guess a little bit. I was more thinking of more in the reference of like an angel who possibly like a loved one or something like that that passed away or anything like that. Like I said, it's my first time ever calling, so I'm not sure if I'm calling the right.
What happens in situation? Well, what happens in situations like that? If I get a connection, I don't connect with anybody. They connect with me. They give me messages to pass on you. And if it doesn't happen, then it wasn't supposed to happen. Now, the first thing I keep getting with you is Archangel Raphael. Very strongly, too, as I might say. Because I've actually been sitting here talking to you, and you keep talking about angel messages. And I keep getting Archangel Michael, as in cut the cords. But I also get Archangel Raphael as the idea of healing yourself, too, as well. But you need to do a lot of reflection of working within yourself.
Okay.
And when I sit there and tell people about certain things, what you need to do is you need to find information and to work with those angels. These things, the idea of what you're talking about, too, is getting connections from other people, too, as well. Working with angels will help you open your own self up to hear those messages yourself. Believe me, when you get the messages, I was at a conference one time. I was working for this company. I was at a conference table. I had just met this girl 4 minutes prior of getting a message from her, from my angels. And actually, her grandmother came through and said I needed to pass a message on to her about a relationship she was in. And I was like, okay, I just met this woman. So I'm sitting there and we're at the conference table and I'm sitting there going, no, you know, leave me alone. I don't want to do this. And finally, on the third time, I said, okay, when I hear things for three, that means it needs to be passed on. And I did. I told her flat out she needed to rethink the relationship she was in and said, your grandmother's here telling me you need to do this. And she was like, oh, really? Both my grandmother? most of my grandparents, all my grandparents are basically passed away. Which grandmother is it? And I said, on your father's side. And she said, that's funny. I said, how is that funny? She goes, my dad called me this morning and said he needed to talk to me too. So basically what they were doing is sitting on both sides. So that's a message that needed to come because of a situation she was in of a guy who was not really being sincere. He said he loved her, and in some sense the way he thought he was being sincere, but you could see a track record so clearly. He had 5 kids by 5 different women, and she was getting herself into a situation of he was basically going to do the same thing he did with these women. He had the children. Got these intense relationships, and then he got spooked by all of them, or he didn't want to take the responsibility, as we call it, take the responsibility of the manifestation that you just manifested. He wouldn't do that. He'd take off. And that's what happened with the situation, was just trying to warn somebody before these things unfold. And when you get those kind of things, most definitely the future can be, as in what they see, their perceptions can definitely be changed. See, what your situation is talking about residue has in cords that you need to cut. That's why Archangel Michael came up so strongly. And also Archangel Raphael, they usually work together. Cut the cords. You know, Michael cuts the cords, Archangel Raphael.
What do you mean by that? What do you mean by that? Cut the cords with what?
See, we've all heard the word attachment. You're still attached to that person. Or someone's attached to a car, or someone's attached to a house. Those things are actually, if you could see them spiritually, the cords. When I see them, they're like anchors that keep you in the past, keep you from going forward. It's like looking at your life and going, okay, if you have a sense that I feel like I should be somewhere, I should have accomplished more by now, and you're having those kind of things. It's usually what's happening is the angels are working with you, and Archangel Michael and Raphael are working with you and saying, you still have cords attached to you from past experiences, past people. Even if you've never seen these people and you can say you don't really want to be with them, there's still attachments, energy attachments. Like, for example, the ones I usually stress with is the idea of sexual cords. Because most relationships, we have very strong relationships, but it seems like the sexual part is usually the strongest part of the relationship. So therefore, we have cords of emotions that attach to people. You know, you feel that connection. That's how we say it.
But isn't that a natural response to somebody passing away?
It is, but it's also one of the situations to realize that if you don't cut the attachment, it's not just hard for you. It's also hard for the person who's passed away to move on.
Okay, I understand that.
Yeah, so that's why we always stress the idea of cutting cords. You know, and the Bible even says that you should never mourn for somebody more than 30 days, and the reason it says that is because there's nothing you can do about it. It's happened. It's acceptance. Me personally, there's so many human concepts that are put in a way with therapists and that kind of stuff that say, you know, take a year, take 2 years. Those are not really good, healthy ways of dealing with those situations, to realize that in the process of letting go of someone who's already passed away is to realize you're still living. So therefore, you have things to accomplish. You have goals, wants, needs, and desires. And at that moment, they're being pushed to the side. So it leaves you a very unfulfilled person. And the more they're left unfulfilled, the more you want to hang on to something that's no longer there. It's one of those things of reattaching. It's like reacquainting reacquainted with yourself. And it says you shouldn't mourn for 30 days, more than 30 days, because after that, it's more about you.
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm out of the mourning period. The case that I'm talking about happened over a year ago. Mm-hmm. I was just more wondering if you felt anything or had any specific messages for me or anything like that, or felt anything, any kind of messages geared towards me or, you know, anything like that.
When I pick up on the situation, I just feel like a lot of things have already... It's almost like you get the impression that a person passed over. Everything's good. Everything's clear. It's like the ideal of having an agenda of doing things for other people as well. For example, I had a friend of mine who had a situation with a person that they was real close to them that passed over. And they was like, how come I didn't get a message? Or some kind of connection or something. It's because the person's on the other side doing what he's always wanted to do. And it was to help other people go through the things he was going through. So there was no connection. The person, so, you know, eventually there was a connection that came through because the person needed that kind of thing. But it was after going through periods of letting go themselves that they could actually hear the message themselves.
Yeah.
So it was a
wonderful the reason I started looking into this is because I had a dream last week about this person that I'm speaking about is my mother, who was very, very sick. She passed away from breast cancer. She had it 10 years ago, and it came back. But when it came back, it came back really bad, and it was a really horrible thing that dragged on for 6 months, and I took care of her and everything. And I had a dream about her last week, and, you know, I don't want to take up too much of your time, but it was interesting to me. I kind of felt like I got the impression that somewhere she was an angel, and she always believed in angels, and she had told me a few cases where she felt like there was literally a guardian angel, like, helping her out of situations. And I had this dream where I was walking in a house with a bunch of staircases, and there was a lot of people just walking into different rooms. They were all wearing white, kind of like robey-looking things, and I saw my mom. And, you know, I said hello, and she looked beautiful. She didn't look like she looked when she was sick. She had, like, a long, pretty braid, which she never wore. And she just looked like an angel to me. So when I saw that you would give that you possibly had specific messages, that's kind of why I called. You know, I guess that's her way of reaching out to me, I guess.
Mm-hmm. No, you're right. It's the idea of reaching out to you. you know, when you look at the situation of a person who's very content, very happy, and pointing out to you is that she has another mission that she needs to accomplish. I really feel like she has to, it's like not the ideal have to be, it's a choice of wanting to be there for other people who went through the same thing she went through. It's like she's trying to make a difference so those people will not be on the other side before their time. I'm just saying, when I see a picture of the lady, I see her with brown hair.
Yeah.
Brown, like a light. Well, when I see it, it's almost like you get the impression that you're talking about the braid going over to the right shoulder, as in the light shining on it. So it looks like it's light brown, but I think it's brown, but the light is making it look like a little bit lighter than it is. But I just feel like when I see that, right. But I'm just saying there's light on it, so they could distort that whole thing. I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, we have to look at the situation. Not always do we look the same on the other side as we do here. Certain characteristics and certain things that we subject our bodies to have a tendency to have certain variations and stuff. So I'm just saying, when I see her, I would see her as most people would see angels too. She usually have brown hair.
Mm-hmm.
But I definitely see this when I sit here and look at the situation. I don't get messages on this one at all. I just get a smile from her. And it's just what I'm saying, it's the impression I get. That she's not saying anything because she's busy doing what she really feels like she needs to do. And it's almost like getting a really strong impression from her that you understand that, which I guess you just did really convey. It's just the idea of letting go.
Mm-hmm.
She also feels like you really feel like you could have done more.
She feels like I could have done more?
No, she feels, you feel like you could have done more. She wants you to let it go.
Okay. Okay, I guess that's it. I guess I'll get off the phone.
Well, smile, sweetie. It's a great experience. Pay attention to your dreams. You there? Okay. Let's go and check this out again. Oh, this drives me crazy, I'm telling you. Okay, let's go back and refresh again. I can't really leave, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to figure out a lot of things that we speak. So, I was saying before, I was sitting reading this book, all right, guys? And I was talking about some things. Why do we need to follow our hearts? Why do we need to be, you know, I'm on a path of my own natural unfolding. It's the idea of going with the flow. But we were also talking about the one we keep focusing on the most is the idea of loving relationships. And this one particular is really good about that. where it talks about, today I send love to this world, and I call everyone my friend, regardless of who they are and what they've done. For I see only the Spirit of God in every person, including myself. I love the completeness I am, the selfhood of God we all share as our eternal reality. I look within to this magnificent self, and I say, I love you with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind, with all my strength. And I love all my neighbors on earth as I love myself, for we are one. I love unconditionally. I give my love freely, and that love returns to me in bountiful measure. I am worthy of love, of being loved, and I accept the love of others. I think of all the people I know by name, and I feel the harmlessness and harmony that exists between us. I look at my family unit, and I see only the expression of love, goodwill, kindness, and respect among all members. I am thankful for my friends, and I see our relationships deepening in love, joy, and mutual understanding. And I know there is a special someone with overflowing love to share who right at this moment is being attracted to the love I have to give. Two flames soon uniting as one in a bond of love and ecstasy. Love is everything. Oh, how I love love. And, I mean, when you sit there and focus on those traits, I mean, when you look at it, it's very clear, isn't it? Today I send love to this world, and I call everyone my friend, regardless of what they've done. That means you're not passing judgment on anyone or anything. You're taking it for what it is. Green, get something going on here. So I'm saying to everyone out there, look at the example. Can you see God in everyone, including yourself? Can you see it? I guarantee if you do, then you can say the rest of it. When you sort of look at the situation, I love the completeness I am, the selfhood of God we all share as our eternal reality. I look within to this magnificent self, and I say, I love you with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind, with all my strength. And I love all my neighbors on earth as I love myself, for we are one. So it's the idea of talking about the connection we have, the bond of realizing when you come from the same source, which is God, God's self, then you realize what's inside you that connects us all together. It's that God essence. So therefore, it's easy to love all your neighbors on earth as you love yourself. It's a continuous, unconditional thing. And then we go on the next one. It says, I love unconditionally. I give my love freely, and that love returns to me in bountiful measure. So what I put out, I get back. I am worthy of love, of being loved, and I accept the love of others. So you have to put yourself in a situation and say, I am worthy of love, of being loved. But you also have to accept it to keep the continuous cycle going on. Not the two-way street, but the infinite omega, a circle with no end and no beginning. That's the relationships we're actually looking for. So when you say, I think of all the people I know by name, and I feel the harmlessness and harmony that exists between us, and nothing else exists. Make a choice. There's some people who have done things, as you thought, done things wrong to you, until you realize they didn't do anything to you. They were just being who they were. They were going through a situation themselves. So therefore, we took it too personal when we should have looked at the situation of the reflection that's reflecting back to us. What did it say about us? That's the thing you look at. Am I focusing on harmlessness and harmony? Like the next one, it talks about, look at my family unit. I look at my family unit. I see only the expression of love, goodwill, kindness, and respect among all members. So therefore, if we're having problems within our family unit and our family itself, are we loving? Are we giving that goodwill? Are we expressing kindness? Are we expressing respect? Okay? Maybe that's the reason we're not getting it back, because we're not doing it ourselves. Or in some sense, we're maybe not respecting ourselves. So therefore, everybody else is going to do the same thing, right? So then we look at the situation. I am thankful for my friends, and I see our relationships deepening in love, joy, and mutual understanding. If I have a friend who keeps telling me all the bad things, that's not a mutual understanding, because I don't understand why they keep doing that. Or I get angry because they keep telling me things without me asking. They keep pushing it, like they want me to see something. You know, that is not a mutual understanding. That's not a loving way. It's not joyful. And so when we look at the situations, the responses we get, the idea of looking at ourselves, you know, having a deepening, you know, I see our relationships deepening in love, joy, and mutual understanding. But we have to have that mutual deepening love and joy, mutual understanding with ourselves as well. So when you start to look at the situation and get this all squared away, then we can go into the next part. It says, I know there is a special someone with overflowing love to share who right at this moment is being attracted to the love I have to give. Two flames soon uniting as one in a bond of love and ecstasy. You can't have two flames if one's a spark and the other one's a flame. One's going to do one in. So we have to have balance of having the two flames coming together. So when we look at the situation of two, there's someone special out there with overflowing love to share. Because in the process of doing all the things in the first part, I'm overflowing with love. I'm unconditionally loving everyone in the scenarios before we get to the one of my special someone. So therefore, by doing these other, like the unconditionally loving and freedom and the people I know and my friends and my family, to having all those expressions and all that love coming out, then there's only a conclusion we can come to is the ideal that there's a special someone with me too, because I'm a special someone. So therefore, if you're a special someone, and you know it because of the way you treat everybody else, everybody treats you the same way. Therefore, there's a special someone for you to share with, that you can share your life with, and they can share your life with them. And that the last part, it says love is everything. Well, how I love love. Love is the thing that attracts everything to you. Money, careers. When you love what you do, you have a tendency to attract more abundance. When you love the abundance you're attracting, you have a tendency to attract even more because you're happy too. So therefore, you have a tendency to attract what? The love of your life. So therefore, you see it all works together. So let's go on to our next caller. That will be another freaking delay. I don't know what's going on with this freaking computer, but it's definitely driving me nuts. So let's do a little refresh here and go over some things here. Also looking at the situation, I'm looking for finances. And that's another thing. We have these two major ones that seem to come to the forefront all the time. It's loving relationships and finances. We always want to be in a position of treating the significant other one with a lot of just wanting to do things for people. And the ideal thinking we have to have money to do those things. But I guarantee you, when you start thinking about everything that goes along with those situations and all this stuff that goes on, you start seeing things in a different light, in a different light. This one here is talking about finances, physical healings, working with your angels to accomplish prosperity. It's the ideal of this is really driving me crazy here. All right, let's try this line. I'm going to sit there and get this thing going on. But like I said before, the two favorite meditations that I actually like to go over the most is this one right here. It says, drives me freaking nuts. All right. This one I was sitting looking at, it's like the angels and prosperity. It goes all like this. My conscious awareness of the divine presence within me as my supply is my supply. I am now consciously aware of the indwelling fountain of overflowing abundance. Therefore, I am abundant supply. My consciousness is the very energy of money. I am the spirit of infinite plenty individualized. I am boundless abundance, and with love in my heart, I let the universal riches stream forth into perfect manifestation. Okay? What is expressed in love must be returned in full measure. Therefore, wave after wave of visible money supply flows to me now. I am wonderfully rich in consciousness, and I am bountifully supplied with money. I now realize my plans for abundant living. I see my bank account always filled with an all-sufficiency to meet every need with a divine surplus. I see myself sharing this bounty for the good of all, according to the guidance of spirit. I happily see every bill paid now. I joyfully see every obligation met now. With great delight, I see the abundance continuing to flow to me. I am a divine magnet for money, and as I lovingly receive it, I lovingly use it with great wisdom. So you sit and look at the situation. The one particular one is that I see my bank account always fail with an all sufficiency to meet every need with the divine surplus. Now what you do is you sit and look at the situation of bank accounts. even if you've got to get a visualization or you get a copy of your statement or something like that, look at your, always look at it just like that. Always having just what you need, plus a divine surplus to do other things, to step out of that realm, you know, get away from the whole thing of making a living and start making a life. On that note, let's go on to our next caller. That'll be area code 805. Welcome to the show, and what's your name?
Yes, hi. My name is John. I don't know if you remember me, but I'm pretty sure I shouldn't be hard to forget.
No, John, you're not hard to forget.
Is there a way I could talk to you about, you know, I need to speak to you because, after all this time, I've just done some thinking and some things kind of, I don't know, I'm trying to make sense of everything and stuff. And unfortunately, I have to kind of go right now, but is there a way I could talk to you about this, you know, like off the air and stuff?
Yeah, no problem.
Like I said before,
I didn't forget you. It was one of those things where I was trying to make... I've gone through a lot of stuff in the last summer and last several months.
Yeah, I remember you were quite busy.
Yeah, yesterday I was actually thinking about if I could get in contact with you to actually, it felt like there was some things you needed to discuss in the first place. So it's kind of crazy that you're actually calling now, but then again, maybe not. It's just one of those things, like we said before, everything happens for a reason. And yeah, definitely, you can call me after we get done here, no problem.
Okay, well, I mean, how can I... I contact you because then I gotta go and
no problem. Let me get information
how
now. If you want to call the show right now, just call 646-721-9031.
Off the show. I mean, I
understand that. Okay, I gotta tell everybody, take a deep breath. And what I'm trying to do is I'm just trying to get the number out there to everybody else who can call in now. But I have a tendency to do the whole thing. So if you want to call me for a private reading. And contact me on my personal line. That number is 740-500-8863. If you can't get through, then contact me through my website, which is www.psychicxjourneyman.com. I actually got this done. I bought the rights to that name yesterday. So now you can actually go to my website real quickly now by going and putting it in there. I've been trying to change my show page, but for some reason... this browser would not let me change things as easily as I do with the other ones. And but it's now actually it's www.psychicxjourneyman.com. We'll take you right to my website. You can see all the things there going on, that kind of stuff. With you, John, you don't have to worry about anything. You're covered for at least three more sessions, so don't worry about that.
Okay.
But definitely call me at 740-500-8863.
When would be a good time tomorrow?
Tomorrow is one of those situations, but I will sit there. The time it comes to me real quick, it's almost like you show me 2 o'clock. If 2 o'clock is not good for you, try it anyway.
2 o'clock your time, right?
That's right. 2 o'clock my time.
Okay.
All righty?
I'll call you in tomorrow then.
All righty.
All right.
And you... I'll look forward to talking to you then. Thank you for calling in. Thank you.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Don't you hate when that happens? And we're back to refreshing the computer again. Like I was looking at the prosperity meditation. And it says, my conscious awareness of a divine presence within me as my supply, is my supply, realizing that you are the source and the connection, the combination of you and God together. That's a great combination, wouldn't you think? If I make it connect with that one source in itself, even in the process of relationships, of realizing and letting that force lead you in the right direction, then you realize you're following your heart. If everybody did that, everybody would be getting exactly what they wanted. And being exactly with who they want to be with. No compromises there. All these win-win situations would bring about a very loving, unconditionally loving world. Wouldn't that be a glorious thing to happen? I think so. And that's the thing I think a lot of us are even striving for. to get those to go, just like that. So let's see what happens. And we're really bringing that thing in. Boop. You know, it's like driving us crazy with some of the things that are going on. I actually want to freak out. I don't know. It's just one of those things where you keep sitting there going, okay, refresh, get it again. I do with my throat. It's driving me batty, too. And we've been having some crazy weather there, and I just want to say, guys, if you tuned in, you're listening to Psychic X Journeyman's Spiritual Link. This is Psychic X Journeyman. And we're actually broadcasting here on Blog Talk Radio. It is now 12:50 a.m. here in Ohio. It's basically part of the East Coast. And we're trying to get the thing that keeps driving me crazy the most is the idea that we're having trouble a little bit here with Blog Talk Radio and the browser we're using to get the callers on line as quick as we can. And we're trying to get everybody to stay out there, okay, guys? Just go. All right. We have area code 480 on the line. So welcome to the show.
Hey, Johnny,
and what's your name?
How you doing? Wanda.
Somebody knows me. I don't know who this person is. She keeps saying that to me all the time. What is up with that? People calling in and saying, hey, Donnie, what's up? I'm like, you've been reading my bio again, haven't you? That's what it's all about. Trying to trick
you
into thinking I know you. No, I don't think anybody really knows you, Wanda. You're like a chameleon. So, you know, take it to the bank. But I think you're right.
You say take it to the bank.
Yeah, I know. Right at this moment, you really don't have a lot to really take to the bank. But, you know, you will. So let's focus on that.
No. What you said, someone said something really mean to me the other night and said they're going to take that to the bank. They say I never get married or anything like that. Remember I told you about that?
Mm-hmm.
And say, he's
isn't
that
crazy
that
how people
bank.
Do that craziness?
Yeah.
Right now. I wish I knew what time it was. I know what time it is, but when I was there telling people about having problems working with Blog Talk Radio, right
uh-huh.
now it says, this is how much time I have left. The stream time left is 3 hours and 7 minutes and 35 seconds. I'm sitting there going, but we know we've already been on the air for at least an hour and a half. So I'm like, this is freaking me out. And
uh-huh.
plus it's just like, and then I was sitting there, every time I click on somebody, I got to refresh it every time.
Uh-huh.
And I go back and click on everybody, do this. Yes. And I was like, I get irritated because on this computer, it seems like I can do anything I want. I go to Keen, I go to Orandom, and plus I just want to say too, guys, if you guys want to get a reading with me, when I say private readings, you can go to Orandom, which is actually spelled Oranum.com. On there, just a simple fee of $2.99 a minute, you can get a reading with me just that quick. I've actually answered questions. It was kind of funny, too. I asked people, say, you're pretty lengthy on here. I'm like, yeah, because I can. But when I'm working and you come and get a reading with me, I can answer. This one time I actually answered all this lady's questions in 4 minutes. And then this lady called me up and did a 10-minute reading. I answered 10 questions in about 5.5 minutes. So, you know, it's like one of those situations. I take it very seriously. And when I do this show, I take it very seriously. You know, I feel like I need to work with somebody at this moment. This is the only moment it's happening. And I've had so many people come to me and work with me who have gotten those lengthy readings because they see this, they see that. Not just the idea, because a lot of people sit there and answer questions, whoop-de-doo. And a lot of people claim to be the real psychic. Makes me wonder if they work for the CIA. But those are egos. Those are egos. We're not here about the ego. We want to teach people how to follow your heart. And I guarantee you, a lot of people, it takes more than just one show to follow that heart. So that's what we're trying to do, put it out there and say, okay, some people need to do it, but I want everybody to listen to the messages that are coming through on each person that you listen to, because I've had some people call me out of references and say everything you said in that reading, it was kind of lengthy, but it will be you. A couple of answers to quizzes that I haven't came on. And then she came on just to tell me that. She didn't have any more questions to ask. But, you know, you look at the situation, do questions stop? No, just because we do this one show is why we do many shows. But also the situation is we only do three shows a week. And sometimes we do more, depending on what, you know, how the spirit moves us. But we have to look at the situation. It's only 3 days out of a 7 day week. It is 7 days, right? Anyway.
I'm gonna make a comment.
Mm-hmm.
It was something you said on your show one day. You were talking about friends that can be real negative. And I meant to talk to you when I was talking to you privately one day, but we never got to it. But it was something you said about where were you, what point of your life, where were you when you met this particular friend?
Mm-hmm.
You know, something just clicked in my head when I was telling you about a particular friend. And what popped in my head was what you said. Where was I when I met this woman? And, you know, I'm thinking maybe we do attract certain things, depends on where we're at when we meet these people.
Oh, yeah.
And I think I was going through a lot and upset and all this and that, and bam. Mm-hmm. And you know, like I say, you know, I tell you, I hear all these negative things, and I think they were just to be negative and then insult me and discourage me. I mean, sometimes it's positive things, but the negative really kind of hurt, and you just kind of, you know, kind of sticks with you a little more.
Oh, yeah, most definitely, because what I was sitting there talking about was the idea of what's wrong with ability. I said there's so many patterns that we would just sit here and take a little time to look at them. They're so clear, is looking at people, like I was talking about before, the relationship I saw where it was so clearly pointing out to people saying, when I was dating Ruth, I was sitting there saying, here I have all my friends, who are very supportive, who are telling me all the positive things, how positive future, positive relationships, kids, and that kind of stuff. And then, but on the other side, we have a person who has friends that are telling her all the bad things. And what's the pattern? Well, see, I've dealt with the fears. I don't fear nothing. I'm going to keep going forward. I'm going for what I want. I can see it so clearly. So I keep going forward. Now we have a person who steps back because of her friends. Basically, certain insecurities and certain fears that she had attracted these friends who keep pointing out all the bad things that can happen. So we sit and look at the situation and go, okay, you know, what can you do? All you can do, and I tell people this before, just keep being who you are, because that's the positive reflection. Why would you want to change that? We're trying to get someone to see that. That's the realization. That they realize at that moment. But see, sometimes for people who are going through that, see, it's two hard realizations that can be really powerful to them to deal with, is to realize the friends that they think have been so supportive are doing nothing but keep from where they want to be at. And then the second realization, once you realize these friends are not your friends, these are people that are keeping you from where you want to be at, because you keep looking. Seriously, look, think about it. We always have these things, too. We look like she's looking at me, and she's like, but I feel so, I have these powerful feelings, these strong feelings for him. But my friends keep saying all these negative things, so we have the confusion part. I'm confused. Why are they confused? Because the friends are saying one thing, but her heart is saying another. So she makes a decision to listen to her friends, be logical. Because, you know, hey, you haven't seen this person face to face. He might be all these things. Not realizing that those are just fears. Those are just excuses. But the heart is still singing loud as ever, saying, but he's the one. Do you see the conflict? So what she does, she makes a choice not to follow her heart.
But she's not the wrong person either. How can you let someone tell you what you know? You know what you know what you know. And once you know, no one should be able to tell you anything different.
Yeah, but see, that's what I'm saying. This is the realization. Listen. What happens is, see, the first realization is you realize these friends are just jealous and they're manifestations of fears, okay? You realize that these friends that you've been trusting to give you the information, you just realize they're not what you think they are. But see, the second realization is you realize that's hard to realize too as well. And these people, so if these people are wrong, they just gave you information. They just put you in a position to make, as you put it, and the realization, you just made one of the worst worst mistakes in your life of telling your significant other to you walked away. So you see, it might not be that you don't know. It's the idea in the process of knowing. You have to face those two realizations that I just made a big mistake. See, they can't get past the point of not realizing the fear and actually realizing the connection between you and the significant other. If this is your twin flame, he's not going to go anywhere.
But you know, we're being taught how to date, Donnie. We're being taught how to date. Oh, you're going too fast. And there was something else you said. What do you mean you're going too fast? I remember you saying something about that. If it's for you, go for it. What do you have to slow down for?
That's what I'm saying. We have to let go of the fears and go into that uncharted territory because we've already made a decision that we don't want any more relationships like we've had. We don't want the life we had. We want to change our life. So therefore, by making that decision, whatever is happening in the future is going to be unknown to us. Everything. It's always when we take a step back to re-embrace the familiar that we get ourselves in trouble because we're thinking, oh, I think this is good. But your heart will say, no, I want to go into the unknown in anticipation like a child. Like a child looking for, coming down the mornings at Christmas. You don't know what's up. You're still kind of wondering about this guy. You're still wondering about this guy, Santa Claus. But do you not go downstairs and get your gifts? No, you don't. You go down and you get your gifts. So if we sort of look at the situation of our significant other, it's like giving a gift up at Christmas time because that's what that person is. It's a gift to your life. And you're a gift to him. That's what we're talking about, the part in the book where it says, I know there's somebody out there. I know there's a special someone out there with overflowing love to share that I can also share too. It's really like when you give that unconditionally, of course you're going to find someone to do the same thing. If you haven't done that, we need to look at the situation and ask ourselves, okay, this person didn't do that. Why? It's a reflection of you. Everybody and everything that crosses your path is a reflection of you. What is it reflecting? And also realize one thing. There are good reflections, too. You might just see exactly what you know. It's just a confirmation, isn't it? You know, it's like, do we want to put all psychics out of business? Yes, we do. We want to start living our lives like we're supposed to so we can actually do what we want to do with our lives as well. It's just sit back
and manifest. I've been dictated to. I've been dictated to. You know, I leave books like Cosmopolitan and all of that. They're really messing women's heads up. You know what I'm saying? They'll tell women it's okay to have sex on the first date, but 5 months later, don't ask them where this relationship going because they'll run them off. Come on.
We should look at people and say, okay, this. I said, well, Senator Tom is one we saw that too. Was Senator saying, think about this. In the process, if you would have sit there and saved yourself for your twin flame, do you realize how much baggage you wouldn't have? If you would have did that one little thing that says no sex before marriage and just saved yourself for your twin flame, do you realize that you would have no baggage, no people to compare this person who's coming into your life? You would see that person just for who they are because there's nothing to judge that person by. And plus the ideal, you wouldn't be put in that position of judging anyone. You could love that person unconditionally no matter what. And you can see what for what it is and say, okay, let's say, and it's just the idea. When you don't have that kind of stuff to deal with, you can see everything as clearly as you want. So when you look at that kind of commandment, as some people call it, it's not a control thing. It's more of protecting you from yourself. And if you listen to those one things, save yourself a whole lot of time. It's not control. It's not trying to control your life. It's like we always think about it. Someone's trying to take something from me, the experiences. It also takes you into one thing of looking at stupid-ass dating services and all this freaking stuff of saying, just choose somebody and just go have a good relationship. I think it's one of those things that we can manifest exactly what we want, even with the proper way of
doing
it. A date. But see, sometimes we get sidetracked because of physical attractions.
Right. I was doing that dating sites and all that, and I got burnt out. I'm just tired. It made me realize I just want one person. I want one solid relationship. I want a long term. I want marriage. I don't want to just date or sleep around, and society is telling you that's what you should do. But
and also
my
the same situation.
Inner
if you got a
spirit is crying out, no.
We'll never get married. think about this. If you have a friend telling you, I don't see you getting married, I don't see this, and, you know, all this kind of stuff, that's probably an old friend from an old fear of yours in the past. And it tells you that friend has to be go. Goodbye. If you hit him with a broom, it's just say you're sweeping the old out the door. But I didn't mean to cut you off. I'm just saying it came to me so quickly.
The old friend? Yeah, and I was telling her, she said, you don't want marriage. Marriage isn't what it's cracked up to be. Well, let me see that for myself. Just because you're miserable or whatever. This is what I want.
That's the point.
Maybe that's what that's it is for you. But that's not what I wanted or see it as for me.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the truth. What marriage is not anything you cracked up to be. You know why? Because she already sees shortcomings in herself. So therefore, she's always going to attract the same things with relationships as well as shortcomings. Marriage has nothing to do with it. Marriage is just a word.
I was saying. That's right, Donnie. It wasn't even about the marriage. You can be dating someone for years and have the same problem. So it's not about marriage.
Exactly.
It's about your relationship with that person. It's not so much what marriage is, but I would like a marriage. I would like something serious. But I have a question. Remember, I was telling about this person. I do want to talk about my future love life, but I'm trying to really, I kind of have an idea, and I just wanted your opinion on this person and what do you see him as, what he's really trying to do and what's up with him?
Who is this? Terry?
Yeah, just something evil there.
Yeah, when you stare into the situations, and sometimes you don't want to get deep into the whole thing because of having the evil on the surface, so therefore you want to deep deeper into it because it'll affect you. So it's one of those things of seeing it for what it is and letting it go. Or letting them go. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's where I'm at. But I just wonder, what did you see about that with him? I know it's never going to work, but I'm just wondering, what is...
Oh.
He gets very perplexed, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like in the Bible when Jesus said, don't believe in evil. So therefore it won't exist.
Believe me, it's existing, it's affecting me. I can say I don't believe it all at once, but he's doing what he's doing. And I'm like,
well, I'm just saying,
but my thing is, why?
You don't resist it. That's what he said. He says, you don't resist it. Don't resist evil. And people go, well, you don't resist it. Like, we always think we have to fight everything. But we have to go to the challenge, not realizing the challenge could always be.
I get what you're saying, but I think I've kind of been ignoring you for a while.
That was a hard challenge for you for a very long time to actually realize that you don't have to confront these things. You could actually walk the other way, and it's not any way of...
Well, that's what I'm doing.
Yeah, it doesn't make you any less of a person. Actually, it makes you more powerful of a person, making that positive choice to go, I don't need to do this.
Well,
that's making,
I mean,
that's,
sometimes,
that's making me
do that. Yeah, I know sometimes...
You know, beat the bully up.
You know.
You need to beat the bully up. Well, actually, a couple times I did do that. But
I just want to figure out what was your input on him and what the hell going on? What is up with him? That's what I'm saying.
I need to question you. You need to let go of it. You need to let that person go. You can't see it as anything. You can't see it as any kind of sense of the word of having any kind of growth with you, as in being a part of it. The growth comes from walking away from it and making you more stronger.
No, I'm talking about him. I know what I got to do, but what was really up with him?
You get the impression it was more about control.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. I just want to see what you were coming up with. Because, I mean,
You should have been here. I was talking to Keen yet today. I was talking to some lady, and she was wanting to know if I could actually pick up on a friend of hers who had passed away. I think it was her father. And when I sit here and say he passed away of a heart attack, and she's like, oh, my God, that's exactly what happened. And I was like, it was very unexpected. And she was like, tell me more. And it's like, okay. But it was one of those things. It was another thing that we have to go through to realize in situations like that, too. The idea why it's so important to let go of is for the people who have passed away to go, too. Two separate ways. So you look at the situation you and Terry, you let go of the whole thing, go the other way. What's his purpose? Trying to control everything.
Yeah,
why?
Because
he has
control
over his own life.
Really? You don't think
seriously,
so?
Look at me. Not really.
When people try to control, people who think they don't, it's like I have control over everything. If you really look at their lives and get past the point of what they're trying to do to you.
He's trying to do things to destroy me, but he wants me broken down because he could not break me, and it drives him crazy.
The stronger you are, it makes him realize how strong he's not.
And it drives him crazy. I know it does.
Yeah, they don't realize if they take the energy and do what you've done with your life, they could be as strong as two.
But he acts like
you know.
He acts like he don't want me. But like I say, I know he's been out here in my parking lot watching my car, watching my house, having my neighbor tell him what I'm doing, people I'm his woman, he loves me, but he tells me he doesn't want me. I'm like, this is just totally nuts. But I guess enough about him. What do you think?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, ain't that crazy?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so remember, you know, the stuff we've been talking about over the months about the one I was supposed to meet.
Mm-hmm.
And I told you he's here in this complex now. But what do you think happened with him? I mean, I know, you know, Terry was having work done with this, you know, practitioner to block me from meeting him. I believe him and Patrick both, because they're both involved in that type of stuff, was blocking this guy. Not only was he blocked, he was being attacked financially and in his business and all of that. They don't even know him, but they didn't want me to be with him. And you know, you kept saying, well, once I know you'll meet him this day and over here and there. And I spoke to somebody that, you know, can tap into people's ears, and they say, he's seen me. And I know I've seen him in the grocery store. He's following me around the grocery store. And I kind of felt that was him. And I turned around, and I just looked at him. Then he tried to kind of turn his head and act like he was talking to his friend. But he was really following me around the grocery store. But he could never come up or step up to me.
Oh, really?
Really.
Yeah, well, in person. I'm just saying, you be in person. Who's having a tough time to come up and talk to you?
Huh? What was that?
Positive energy or positive people that are these other people controlling the vicinity to stay. He kind of tends to pull away from those kind of people. Because they can't deal with it. It makes them look at themselves, and they don't like what they see.
Why do you think he's always looked at me from afar and never stepped up to me? I mean, he said hi to me one day in the parking lot. At the time, I didn't realize it was him. I just said hi, and like, oh, God, he's cute. And just crunk up and left, but I didn't realize who it was. He hit me later. And I don't know. You know what I'm saying? So, you don't think that was meant to be, or what do you think?
No, it wasn't meant to be.
It wasn't?
It was just something for two people to learn about themselves. And
I don't know what I learned from it, and I don't know what he learned either. But
doesn't matter what he learned; it's your learning experience. And then he goes over his own learning experience. It's in the process of looking at the situation. Call, okay, if it was meant to be, then you would both have come. You both would have had the realization, and you'd both be talking about it.
Well, I do know about meant to be, but like I say, like. With this guy doing work on me. I know he's buying candles, $70 each, to burn them to keep other men away from me. I know you say you don't, you know, believe in certain things, but it's very real, and that's what's been going on, because I know he was at Target. I know he was at the park. He saw me. I close one, I saw him, but he didn't come to me, so therefore I'm like, well, no, that wasn't him, but it was him. So what I'm saying, what's going on is you know who has some type of Central American guy in Vegas, he's paying him to do stuff against me and block things in my life. He's pretty powerful. I know what I'm talking about. And he's blocking men from me. And that's very true. And a lot of people have been hurt, lost their jobs, all kinds of crazy things for trying to be friends with me or date me. And I'm catching on what's happening. That's what I'm saying. So I'm getting interference in my life. There were things that were meant to be, but I'm getting interference because he's blocking it. So what do you think is coming up for me now? I mean, as far as love life or anything like that.
Magic comments?
Huh?
No, I was just checking something out.
You remember that cute guy I was telling you about at the tire place when I got my tires fixed? And you said you saw him with a broken arm?
Yeah.
I didn't realize, like I say, that was nothing but Terry there. I was dating somebody else. I believe Terry, in a way, scared him away. It's crazy.
I get the impression that if you cut loose, as I remember talking about before, cutting cords and asking for protection from the angels and that.
Yeah, and that's all I'm going to have to do.
People back, you know? You could actually bring back some of these people who were chased away by the situation. Nothing's a done deal. I just feel like, realistically, when you look at these situations, it breaks the spell as soon as you come up with those realizations.
Yeah,
I mean, after speaking to like curses and this and
that. I got a bunch of spiritual folks that they have service every Sunday, real spiritual. I'm not talking about them traditional churches. They know about spiritual things and the warfare. So I'm going to go there hopefully Sunday, and we're going to deal with this, with what he's doing, and it's going to have to be broken because he's affecting me from working. He's blocking me from other men, and I'm tired. It's getting old. You know, and I can't take care of my child, buy her new shoes and stuff like that because this man is blocking things from me. I just really got mad this past week, and I said, no more. This is going to end. You will not do this to me anymore. This is going to stop. He's a cocky son of a gun. I'm going to smack that smirk off his face. This will not go on anymore. I've made up my mind. No more. But he's blocking everything. So you don't even see anybody coming in my life.
No, actually, I see a couple of potentials coming back. Like the guy at the gas station or tire place.
You see what?
I see the guy that you were talking about. The broken arm dude.
Behind me.
That guy you're talking about with a broken arm.
Yeah, what about him?
That's like that kind of situation. I can actually see that person still being potential.
Still being a potential, huh?
Yeah.
I do need to get one of my tires fixed. Who else?
Exactly. Right now, from what I can see, that's the one I would focus on the most.
Really? But you think you saw more than one guy?
Yeah, but I'm saying to you right now, I'm saying that's the one I would focus on.
I'm sorry, you saying you see what?
That's the one you should focus on. This potential, like I said before, we don't want to feed into fears where we have to, there has to be multiple people to make choices. We don't have to make choices except for make the choice to actually embrace one.
Well, see, I could tell he was very interested in me, but I wasn't even thinking about Terry, but Terry was blocking him. And I didn't even realize. I'm like, why didn't he call me, or why didn't he do this or that?
Exactly. What's up with that?
So you think that's a shot? He's the only one then. Really? I thought the other one was really for me, but he don't seem to be that nice of a person either.
Thanks. So there's two down to the one that was more sincere.
Yeah, I don't think he was that sincere. I didn't realize he's such a bragger. But I think the things he's going through is a learning experience, because the guy that, you know, everybody thought I was supposed to be with, he's going through financial problems, and I don't have a problem with that. But the thing is, I think it's a learning experience for him, because he bragged a lot about what he had, and he put other people down.
I hear you.
Yeah, and I'm learning that.
He treats me like gold, but he isn't. But he's not that nice to the people. I'll run like hell. Sooner or later, he's going to treat you like everybody else.
Yeah.
He's hell, you know.
So do you think I'm going to finally get rid of Terry? Huh?
I actually believe that you take it one step further and just surround yourself with, you know, I always tell people pink light. And Archangel Michael and all that along with it. That's the way you sever ties with people who are acting in evil ways. Because they can't hang on to you, because in the process of putting that kind of energy around you and severing. Like with Archangel Michael. Yes, Archangel Michael, cut the cords. And there was a connection between me and the
God,
and I need to go of it.
Oh, my God, Donnie. Someone else just told me that about a week ago, and he said, ask Archangel Michael to protect and fight your battles and help you in this net. And I'm like, that sounds too easy. I was taught in church, like, nothing is easy. Anything worth having is hard. But that sounded too easy. So, but I did
That's
it
true,
anyway.
But we have to understand one thing. So going back to the beginning in the garden, ask. It even says in the Bible, you have not because you ask not. And if you look at the situation, what's the physical part there? Verbally saying it.
Yeah. But, you know, being taught something different. But, you know, we were just talking about that today. I saw the lady again today at the hairdresser's, and she was preaching on that same stuff you're talking about. And I'm like, oh, my goodness. And she was talking about, hey.
I'm right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm just hoping, you know, I'm tired, and I just want him gone. You know what I'm saying? I just want him to leave me alone. And you just can't be friends with everybody. Some people you just have to let go and move on.
Because
negativity and heaviness is bringing you down, and it's bringing me down. And I have to let him go, and I have to leave him alone. He needs to leave me alone. And I just truly made up my mind this week. I am through. But I don't know if he will leave so easily. Whatever, Emily. But yeah, but my thing is, so how do I go by the meeting with the other guy again?
You'll get your tire fixed.
I can barely afford that, but maybe I get a few dollars, I go down there and see what's going on.
Sometimes with situations, we think we have to do something. And simply we just go up and ask him. You know, it's like, hey, I want to get a tire fixed and that kind of stuff. Can you give me an idea? Some kind of pricing or something, or some techniques or something like that. You have a conversation. You look at the guy and say, oh, by the way. Or whatever, you know. We think about these things too much.
Yeah,
we should just go
right
up and say, dude, it's like this, dude. I need to get my tire fixed, but let's be honest with each other. You know it's more than just a tire thing, huh? Yeah, let's go have some debt prices. You don't think so? I met a girl at a gas station. She was working on her car. She was having trouble. She had a leak in her radiator hose. And I just walk by her, and I'm like, I don't know if I want to do this. So I walk in. I walk into the gas station to get going to what I went in for, right? She comes in, and I did take one step further and say, do you need some help with your car? And she's like, no, I have a guy friend who's up the road. All I got to do is get the car just good enough to get it to him, and he'll fix it for me. I said, you sure? And she's like, no, I'm good. And she walks out of the store, and she walks by me, she pinches me on the side. You know, like a little gesture, that kind of thing. Goofing around, kind of a nice little gesture of pinching, you know. And my friend looked at me and was like, for a girl who doesn't want you to help her fix your car, that was pretty sure, that was actually a really strong forward move. And she goes, I don't know about that. I said, I said, if she walks back in, I know what's up. And then about 5 minutes later, she walks back in and she's like, can you help me with my car? I said, of course I can. And I walk out. See, it's like one of those situations. It was a simple gesture at the beginning, but afterwards, it opened up a person to the possibilities that they actually made another move. She wasn't moving forward. She was just following through with the move I already made. And I went out to help her, too. And I went out to help her, and I sat there and talked to her and had this little conversation. I really never helped her with a car. She asked me to take a lid off. It was just an excuse to talk to me. So I looked at her, and I said, there's something going on here between me and you, and it's going to take more than 5 minutes to figure out. Just exchange phone numbers or get some coffee or something and sit down and figure it out. Simple as that. And people are like, you really said that?
I might go down there. Just say, look at it. Or does it even need
me? Yeah, we think about these things too much. We let the universe and the world dictate to us exactly what we're supposed to do instead of doing what we want to do. Which interferes everything.
Well, I'm going to hear him get off, but do you think I'll ever get married or have a kid? I mean, it was in the cards, and you know how all that went.
I would just look at the situation and do this. I would ask the question in a more positive way instead of saying, will it, you know, like, if, will it ever happen? You know, some people, sometimes they just want to look at people and go, no. They're going, never. But, you know, when you sort of look at the situation, just the way the question was asked, you just want to answer the question like it just one time. Say, you're right. It's never going to happen. It's the idea of asking a question and saying, okay, feel. Will you ever get married? Will you ever do these things? If you do, then the question is more or less on the line of, when do you feel like this will happen?
Like, well, when do you feel it will happen? Because it's something I want. You know?
I'm a freaking ass computer.
Do you see anything? Do you see another child?
I would sit there and say that with another child. When it comes to me, the possibility of getting married.
Sorry, your phone breaking up on me. What did you say about a child?
I said, your phone's breaking up on me. I can't hear you.
Oh, you can? I said, do you see another child?
No, I don't.
Before it was, and now no.
But yeah, but see, we have to look at the situation at the time we saw those things. Those are situations that were in the past.
Yeah.
Not some of them are on that this situation, what's going on right now. And as things go right now, because of things of the past, things have changed quite a bit. And with the influences we've had and that kind of thing, I just don't see it. I see, to me, when I see marriage. Every time I sit here and focus on that, I see a year and a half.
Year and a half?
Mm-hmm.
Year and a half?
It's like that.
But no kids.
Right now, moment in time, I see a year and a half.
Who do you think it's going to be to?
A guy.
Well, yeah, I guess a guy. But what did you say see as far as the person?
Yeah, the thing I get the most right now is the person needs to be focused on the most is you. This thing's driving me freaking nuts.
I'm saying, what about the other person? Who is this guy?
It's the guy you're going to marry.
Yeah, but when do you think I'll meet him?
When you're ready. That's why you need to start working on yourself. I mean, as I say, keep working on yourself. That's why I'm keep working on yourself. Keep working.
And the kid is out of the question now.
What?
So you don't think that situation ever changed, huh?
I didn't say that.
But it was.
I'm just saying.
Just appearing on me.
Oh, my God.
There was one coming, but it disappeared on me.
Oh, come on.
That's
the computer work right just right now. I want to see this freaking page so I can actually edit it just like I want to. I'm just saying, right? You have to sit in another situation, okay? You either use it for motivation one way or the other. I want to have a kid. The motive is.
I do.
I'm saying motivation means that you put that thought and you focus on that whole situation as looking at solutions to make that be the outcome. It's also the same thing with the situation of the guy. Like we've always said before, it counts on the two people who are in a relationship basically dictate the success. So therefore, the success that you want to have with somebody else is the success you're going to have with yourself. That's why it's always a situation. I just feel like if you keep working on yourself, it's going to be something that's going to come into your life so smoothly, quickly. You're going to go, wow, that was great. I've been dating this guy for 6 months.
I've been working on myself, as you know, really hard this year. Very hard. And I'm always learning something new, and it's blowing my mind, even when it's something bad and ugly. I'm thankful for it because I learned something new about myself. Even when it's not good, I'm excited and I learn from it, even the bad things. Yeah. I guess I'm on the wait that long. I felt I waited long enough. You know what I'm saying?
I'm just saying with the situation of looking at things clearly and saying, I'm ready for it. The universe is saying, since the word, since it's not happening right this moment, it needs to be questioned. Doesn't mean you're right or wrong. It's just the idea of what do you see. Are there some more imperfections that you see about yourself that you like to work on and correct in situations?
Well, you know, there are people with all kinds of problems in our relationships.
Who cares? That's not our concern. That's their concern. That's what they need to work on. We need to work
on. Well, that's true, but I'm like, why can't I get what I want? Why do I got to wait so long?
Who says you can't?
I want something sooner than a year and a half. I want a marriage.
But those are the things that you want. Ask yourself, are those situations, are those ego talking, or is it something spiritual you hear and feel and see?
I don't know, it may be ego, but it's still what I want.
Listen to me, okay? I want those things too, but it's the idea of visualization. I was focusing on manifesting the situation between me and Ruth being back together. And also putting all the visions I've already seen see happening. That's the point. It's like angels have showed me things. They have actually brought things to me, like what name I will call her, my daughter, my third daughter, as I've only had two. And look at these situations, right? And so I was in this visualization of visualizing just that. So I actually had chosen a picture I saw her in where she's meditating. And that's one thing I want to really share with her, too, to have somebody in my life where I can actually share those spiritual things with her who understand the kind of job that I have and what I do. So I'm sitting here focusing on this visualization, right? I saw it so clearly, man. I'm sitting here focusing on it going, okay, what's happening? I can't see myself in the picture. My angels came in and says, you're not supposed to see yourself in the picture. Because you want to be with her, then you see it through your eyes. You see the point? This is very important when we visualize things. If we're trying to put ourselves in the picture, maybe the reason we can't visualize it is because we can't be in two places at one time. We can't see it. So I sit there and visualize it. Right? So I said, okay, listen. Yeah, but I sit there and
I
look at this. But what I'm saying to you is look at the situation, okay? The universe will present things to you. In this visualization, I'm sitting there focusing on meditating with her. I finally got the right aspect of seeing her. Out my eyes, seeing her through my eyes, and then we were sitting right across from each other, where I could actually see my knees, so I should be able to see my knees, in her knees, and we're meditating. I get up, I walk over to her to help her up, so I grabbed her by both her hands, And I sit here and focus on the whole thing where I could actually feel the warmth of her hands. I could also feel the cloth and the material that she's wearing, even to the point where I could feel her hair rubbing against my hands, to the point where I pick her up. I could feel the go her hair on my cheek, even to a point where I could access you.
I get it. Well, you're saying
no, but listen to this.
This is how I was seeing it, too.
But this is the catch. As I was helping her up, she's pregnant. See, I didn't see that coming. No, listen to me. That's what I'm saying. You need to listen. As I was helping Ruth up, in the visualization, she's pregnant. I could see her stomach. I could feel the skin on her, the skin of her stomach, rubbing her stomach. And I could see that she's wearing the same outfit that she usually meditates in, but it's being excluded because her stomach's sticking out, but she's still wearing it, see? And I'm helping her up. I see that. And when I was visualizing, I was saying, this is what I'm saying. The universe would present things to you and say, okay, this is the full picture that you didn't think about. So we're putting the missing pieces. And when I saw that, I was like, now that I didn't see happening. As in when I was doing the visualization. It was something I've been thinking about and focusing on. And I've heard that we're going to have a child together. But I sit there and as I pulled it up, that's when all the things kicked in too. I could feel the warmth of her skin. You know, they could see the veins on her stomach. So this, you know, stomach sticking out so much and that kind of stuff. And I try to pick her up. We do this loving embrace because, you know, this is a joyous time. She's pregnant. We're having a family, that kind of stuff. And we're just happy, where we embrace each other, where I can actually feel her arms around me and having my arms around her. Where I can get that, you know, that, you can do that little small embrace. We kind of grip them. I love you. And I can feel her hair on my cheek, and I can feel her head on my chest, and then we're just like doing the whole thing. Even having a conversation where she's like, "This is incredible. I don't know why I resisted you in the situation for so long, because this is all what I've always wanted, and now here I am living it." See the visualization? It's not the idea of just certain things of seeing it; it's living it too. So therefore, to have that kind of visualization, you will be living that.
So when my friend Lane was seeing a kid in the past, you know, I visualized it so that I could see myself holding her, smelling her hair, caressing this baby. But now I kind of like, blah, and now you don't see it, he don't see it either. But before they saw it, do you know what I'm saying? But before, you know, you both could see this.
I'm just saying, when you have such a way things, I know what you're saying. Like you can, it's really clear. So what you do is you look at the situation and go, okay, if I can see it so clearly and feel it, smell it, know it.
But I had a vision of a little girl who's like about 3 years old. That she was sitting on the couch. I'm like, who is that little girl? And I'm like, was she mine?
You fucking piece of shit. I'm sorry.
She was a toddler or whatever. And I was wondering, was she mine?
Wow.
I had this dream the other night that I was.
I'm just saying, look at the situation. Somebody saying that.
What does that mean?
Yeah, but you have to sit there and realize sometimes you see birth in a dream that could also rebirth of a relationship or a birth of ideals. Birth, it can be many things in a dream. And usually what it means in a dream, it doesn't mean literally birth, but then again, it can be because. Like I said before, when you see the dream, it's the idea. Are you living it? Are you pregnant? Are you looking down at your stomach and seeing yourself pregnant? Or are you seeing a picture of you being pregnant?
I don't know, but in this dream, it seemed like it was growing and growing and getting into a birthing position. But I was still walking around like it was no big deal. And that idiot Terry was in the dream. It was actually nice. He said, "You have something to tell me?" I said, "No." He said, "You know you're pregnant." I'm saying my age. Why?
How old are you?
How old am I?
Hmm?
I'm not saying.
Look at the Bible. I mean, shoot, wasn't it? Who was the one that had John the Baptist? I think she was like 99 years old or something like that.
Okay, that's kind of different, but my thing is,
it's not
in this
different.
Dream,
it's the idea of looking at situations, the perception.
Well, in this dream,
we don't at 99, we don't know what she looked like at 99. We're thinking in our minds, our perception says, from what we think. We're thinking 99, oh, well, she must have her skin hanging off her ass, and, you know, and why would that guy even want to sleep with her? And you're not thinking.
No,
you're not
probably
thinking,
didn't look bad like that.
Yeah, because we
but
have to realize one thing. They're looking at the world being like, what, at that time, I think it was maybe 4,000 years old. So the human race was pretty young, and actually Adam and Eve and the whole ascendance, they were still, in the sense, they were cast out of the garden, but still, in the same sense, they were perfect. Perfectly.
Well, what do you think that dream meant, especially with him in it, actually nice and happy? But this child...
It could also mean a breakup of a relationship of happiness, joy, and happiness.
A
relationship. It could mean a joyous relationship with that person.
What kind of
relationship? It could also represent you. Happy and joyous. If you talk about Terry, the mind works in some ways, picture of our memories that we're in the process of what we want, and it gives us an idea. And sometimes they use certain characters, right? You have a movie, it doesn't really matter what his name is, in some sense of the word. They're fillers, you know, extras in movies. But they contribute to the whole picture. So it's like within the situation of what you want. But being realistic to yourself, that you can, what it's saying is, if somewhere down the line, if things were different, I can have that relationship with that person. But it's also indicating to you, it's also indicating to you that you can still have that kind of relationship. And maybe they're just using him. They're just using him as a filler.
Oh,
you have to understand.
Him.
Yeah, you're going to get the relationship, the life, the joy, the happiness, the child, everything goes on with it. You're going to get that. But it's saying, but not, you get those. That's a definite. It might not be with the person you think.
Oh, so this dream really had nothing to do with him.
That's right.
It was about me. But the thing was, I noticed this baby was, I knew in my body it was head down, and I'm like, I don't feel like I'm in labor, but this child is in a birthing position.
I can mean that idea of a relationship before the corner. That already
happened. The relationship I'm looking for is what?
I need to let go of all this bullshit because the person I want is right around the corner. So I got to clear all this clutter to make room for him.
Or so I'm doing some wound cleaning.
Oh, shit. Oh, yeah. That's what it means. Exactly.
I don't know. It's just a crazy dream because I don't feel he's nice at all. Mm-hmm. He might not get loud or scream or fuss, but just the stuff come out of his mouth. He might as well be.
I'm just saying, the guy that you see in the dream is not the one. And seeing the stuff that's happening, you'll get that. Because it's like a realization, saying, okay, it means I can have anything I want and everything I want. He just won't be a part of it. It might be a fear that you might not be able to resist him, so therefore he might become something you don't want him to be. And then a significant other is a husband. That's something you have to deal with. And it points these things out to you for it to say, okay, this is what
I'm confused. I've had people say he think about marrying me all the time. Then he get mad and change his mind. Terry.
Yeah, she's sitting talking about Terry and his agenda and the idea of controlling and that kind of stuff is pointing out to you he's not the one. It's just saying that all the things that she was hoping to have with him, you're going to get those. It's just not going to be with Terry.
Hello?
It's trying to get everybody to think in their freaking heads and say, okay, guys, this is the way it works. You don't hook up with people who treat you like shit, garbage, and trying to control you. You hook up with people that would be something like you are. So when you look at the situation of Terry, why would Terry be a part of your life? Maybe it represents a part of you that you used to be.
No, I've never been like him. I've never tried to control people.
See, the situation, sweetie, I'm just saying, it's like you don't have to answer the question. It's the ideal you need to look at. That's just an example.
No, I've never tried to control people. I don't like people that try to control people and run things. I never liked that.
I understand that.
But it's like something about him. He wants
a tendency
to
control situations. Yeah, but see, he controls people in a certain way.
Me?
I'm saying to you, the one thing you need to do is look at the situation of control. It doesn't matter anything. It's a situation of realizing that he is part of your life. This is a fact, and he reflects certain things. You cross paths from time to time. You have to take a look at it because you attracted him. Like attracts like. Neither you want to believe it or not,
always.
I don't want to look at it this way. No, always. But you have to
only
look at it this way.
Okay, no.
Listen to this. Listen to this.
Okay.
An insecurity, which like attracts like. An insecurity will attract another insecurity. But it doesn't always mean it's the same insecurity. It's just
uh-huh.
the energy of insecurity. Same thing with control. Sometimes with people, like you attract a Terry, who's a controlling person, which actually looks at the situation of maybe you have lack of control in your life.
Okay, that makes sense.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
If you look at
that
what
makes sense
is,
now.
What you have to work on yourself, still some more, because you have someone coming in your life. It's not Terry, but you have someone coming in your life. So therefore, they're pointing these things out for you to clear the clutter. So it makes it an easier transition and more smoother when you meet this person that you can actually have the relationship that you want, that you deserve.
Well, I'm just thinking, why does he go back and forth like that? Do you believe what the other two have told me, that he thinks about marriage and then says forget it?
Well, the first thing I would look at and say, he doesn't really give a shit. Because if a person is that kind of flippy-floppy, then the control part really makes sense of a person who's not emotionally available.
Oh, I understand, but I'm just saying, is it true?
We're looking at someone else's perceptions, so therefore my perception on the whole thing is, from the information I get, is it doesn't matter. It's one of those aspects.
No,
you
I mean,
know.
I know it doesn't matter. I'm just wondering.
But you're still wondering, so instead of saying, you can wonder till doomsday. You need to let go of
Okay, that's fine, I understand. But does he go that route?
I get now. Okay, I'm not confirming what they said or not. I'm not going to confirm because that's just the perception.
I know he ain't thinking about it now because it's done, though, pretty much. But pretty much said that's what he think about. He thought about a lot. But he just goes back and forth, back and forth, back and forth.
No, I don't believe that. He might think about it from time to time, but it's not a back and forth, no. Because he's too busy trying to control everything. When does he have time to think about it? It's his way.
He's too busy trying to control everything.
Yeah, so when would you have time to sit and think about it? Unless it was part of the plan. You know, I want to control you, so if I can mirror you, I could control you even more. But he's still working on the other part first. The other second come in, so they're acting that. I just don't see that. I keep seeing it as a woman's perception. Well, he's a flip-flopping back and forth, so it has to be because it's marriage, which scares people. Because we look at the perception of the psychic who's telling you that might have a fear of marriage themselves, so they would perceive it that way.
Well, I mean,
we
Lane, I feel it's pretty balanced, but he said he thinks about marriage, but then he gets angry, but you say it never happened.
I don't see him going through the second floor. He might think about it from time to time. I just don't see the flip-flopping part.
You don't see the what part?
The flip-flopping back and forth. Oh, shit.
Well, I don't know what to say about him, but, yeah, he needs to go on. But he's definitely being in my parking lot and really telling folks about me. And he has a relationship with me. Then he tells some of his men friends, well, not so good things about me. But it's like it's a relationship in his head, and he tells other people, but he won't tell me. Do you see what I'm saying? He doesn't say, I want a relationship with you, but he tells everybody else he got one with me. You get what I'm saying?
Yes, I get what you're saying. But I'm saying it's a person who knows for a fact if he tells everybody else they're not going to disagree with him. If he tells you, he might get an argument.
But he won't admit his feelings to me. And I just told him a couple of weeks ago, I said, just tell the truth. I know you tell everybody else. I know you're doing this, and I know you're saying this. And he's denying it, but I know that's what he's doing.
Well, I'm just saying, if he's denying it, then...
To me.
I would say, yeah, he does deny it to you, but then again, why would he do that?
Why would he do it?
What's the point of bragging to everybody else, but then telling one person you're supposed to be in a relationship with? Nope.
Right, it makes no sense. And
no,
I said, I'm tired of trying to figure him out.
Sometimes it makes no sense because it doesn't go along with our perception, which tells us, since there's no common ground here, there can't be any potential anything. Because here he is having an imaginary, I'm having an imaginary relationship, telling everybody else I'm having an imaginary relationship. But doesn't tell the person because he doesn't want to have that relationship. Or maybe we should look at the idea of responsibility, huh?
Yeah.
I gotta go.
It just bothers me. I'm just tired. I'm like, through.
I'm just saying, let it go. And stop letting it bother you. It's just curiosity kicking out of control.
Yeah, it is. Okay. It's curiosity, even though I know I'm pretty much through because I just can't continue.
I just
want to get with somebody new, but he keeps blocking all these people. And I won't know. I'm not going to be able to move anytime soon because he got my neighbor spying on me and stuff. He calls him and my neighbor tells him stuff on me. But do you think I will be able to move anytime soon? I want to.
September 19th, that's Virgo, right?
What 19th?
September 19th.
September 19th.
It's a Virgo, right?
I'm a Virgo. My birthday is September 13th.
Well, it usually goes from the 21st to the 22nd.
Huh?
So since she was born on September 19th. That would make her a Virgo. Somebody
who
I know.
Oh, okay.
Somebody I know.
You said I'm moving on the 19th of September?
I would definitely keep my eyes open for that date to see what happens.
September 19th?
That's something very important.
It's happening September 19th. Something important is happening September 19th.
Yeah.
Is it good?
I don't know if it's good or bad. I'm just saying. I keep up and look at the possibilities of what could happen on September 19th. I don't know. One way or the other. I'm just saying. The 19th seems to be something important to you, so let it go. All right, I got to get going here because we're about out of time.
You go on, but I just want to hear up and move. I'm tired of this. I can't take another year here.
No, no problem. I'm just saying, with a situation, that's where patience comes in, of working on patience. People always say, I don't have patience. I said, because we're always working on it. So there's always certain degrees of patience, okay?
Okay. Well, I got to let you go then, Danny. Speak to you later.
All right, no problem. You have a good night. Thank you for calling in, okay?
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Let's see. And on that motion, I say, hey, guys, welcome. Goodbye. We're out of here. We're going to leave. And thank you, but we're going to be on tomorrow night, too. It's at 11. We're going to be doing nothing but free angel readings as well and talking about relationships and that kind of thing. So free angel readings, past life readings, and relationship readings. So give us a call. And let's answer all your questions for you. This is Psychic X Journeyman. Here on Psychic X Journeyman's Spiritual Link. Thank you all for being here, for all the callers, all the listeners. And I'm sorry about the chat room, but we've been having problems with the chat room too as well. I know there's a glitch with Blog Talk Radio or what, but we're going to get it all corrected. So we'll talk to you later. May God and the angels bless you every minute of every day. Give love where love is given. And good night.